what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Manny Del Macho.
And I'm Anders Logic.
All right. Didn't get fancy with it this week.
I didn't have enough time. Yeah. This is a rush episode.
Definitely.
I figured out when she was working, and I scheduled the podcast right there at the last minute. So there's no way she could know that. I'm kidding. I'm flying out tomorrow at 6 a.m. And Bobby, do you remember, Bobby, that we went over my schedule and we're like, oh, we'll just do it Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we fucking completely forgot.
Yeah, both of us. Got to use that Google Calendar.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with people and like not being able to manage their flights. Happened to us last week too.
Yeah, clown lotion.
And Emilio, I really got to thank you, man. You called me tonight. You got me out of like partying with my girl and her girlfriends.
Was it boring?
Oh, dude, it's the cackle of girls when they have like all girls.
The stuff they're talking about,
and,
dude.
Yeah, they had like their gay friends there, and I'm like just the only heterosexual guy there. I'm like, I need to get the fuck out.
It'd be like her sitting here listening to us talk about games.
Exactly. Right? That's exactly.
Oh my God, and did you talk about it? Oh my God. Yeah. All right.
All right. So coming up at the end of this episode, we're going to be having an interview with C. Kniper. Emilio interviewed him. Stick around for that.
I think it went pretty well. We were both drinking, but not to the point where we got sloppy, I don't think. Not like last week.
Okay.
Good episode.
I don't think anything will top last week.
I got some compliments on last week. I don't know how it went, but I think it went well.
Okay. We have our Destiny 2 winners. We've already announced those and given those out. So congratulations to Lizbell and Donnie Style.
You know what's so funny is Lizbell's almost never on, except for when there's a contest. Like, he'll show up and, like, start talking shit about the contest.
This is the second time he's won a contest many years ago because he's one of our oldest listeners.
Yep.
He's one of our old listeners. Like, he goes way back.
And so is Donnie Style, who's Flat Picker. Both of them have been around forever.
Yeah.
But they're just not as vocal as a lot of people.
Well, I think Lizbell won that hunting game that we had. Do you remember when we bought a 4-pack and gave away one of the copies?
Bobby, my brain is mush, dude. Like, I don't... Although I just started taking this new mushroom thing.
You microdosing? Is that what's
No, going? I wish I would, dude. If I had a connection, I would be microdosing. But no, I'm taking something called lion's mane, which is supposed to like bring your memory back. But we'll see.
Like the mane and tail from what was that movie? Blades of Glory. But no, the hunting game, and I wish I knew the name of it, because the funniest thing happened in this hunting game. Emilio and I were playing it, and it's a hunting simulator where you go out and you hunt different animals.
Like those redneck arcade simulators where you just like...
No, like the big buck. Not those ones.
I'll let you know when this rings a bell, because so far...
You probably won't remember this, but it was hilarious, because we were playing this game, and we ran into just some random dude out there who was playing it, and he knew he was really good at the game. He had like a ton of hours in it. He knew what he was doing, and he became our guide, and he was like showing us what to do. He's like, oh, this is the way you take down these animals. And so he's like giving us this tour of the game, and it was really awesome. And then he's like, oh, and then you got to roll around in the
They weren't animals, they were dinosaurs. It was a dinosaur game.
Oh, the dinosaur.
That's okay. Now
Bobby, forget about dinosaurs.
Yeah, I know. I don't know,
because there's two different versions of it. There's a dinosaur version and then the normal version.
Oh, I never played the normal version, but I remember.
The normal version has horrible reviews because it's like a pay-to-win type of thing.
It was maybe one of the best trolls ever. He had Bobby and I crawling around in stegosaurus shit so that our scent would not, like... Because he was legit for 20 minutes before then, and then we're on our belly fucking prone inside a poop, and we're like, I guess so. All right, Bobby. And he just starts laughing.
Yeah.
It was good shit. What a good fucking...
That's a great troll.
Yeah,
that's
so good. And he was in for the long con, right, Bobby? Because he was giving us good info.
Yeah.
This is how you use your PDA. Hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, God, what was...
Dive into the Stegosaurus shit.
It had a really generic name. It seriously was like Hunting Sim or something like that.
It wasn't that bad, dude.
I don't know. The dinosaur one I thought was fun. But anyway, Lizbell won a copy of that, like, God, 2.5 years ago, maybe.
Probably never even installed.
Yeah.
That son of a bitch.
And here he is winning Destiny 2 again. I don't know, dude.
Was that a giveaway on Twitter?
So in case you guys don't know how this works, if you leave us a review on iTunes, the hardest thing... The hardest thing to leave a review on is the most important one,
right.
Unfortunately. You need to download the client, you need to leave the review, and then you need to delete and then fucking clean your disc off to get make sure you get all the residue off. But yeah, the Hunter Primal.
Yeah, and the Hunter is just the normal version of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember I left a review about a year ago, and yeah, it was a bitch. It took me like 20 minutes to do it because I was just trying to find anything around iTunes because I did not want to download
it. And
iTunes.
I hate asking you guys to do it, but it is the most important. The only reason because all the aggregators, most of the aggregators, those are people that collect information from other people, for podcasts, use iTunes as their ranking system. So if we're high on iTunes, that means we're high on across all the board of all the other apps and stuff. Speaking of apps, I stopped using... Bobby, what was the one that you use?
Pocket Casts. You talking about Podcast Addict?
Podcast Addict.
I used to use that one.
I used to use it too, and I deleted it. It's too many options.
Yeah, way too much shit.
Way too much shit. So I started using CastBox, and I love it. It's super simple. You just... plug and play. It's awesome.
CastBox. There were really only two options back before I had Pocket Casts. There was Podcast Addict and then one other one that I used before it, and I didn't like that one either. It had the same issue.
I use the default iPod podcast.
No, you have an iPhone?
Yeah, it's really good if you have an iPhone, but if you have a Android, there's no default. You know,
there's no alternative to that. You got to go with the third party.
But this one is like, I don't know, a Google partner, and they got a bunch of awards, so I was like, I'll give it a shot. And yeah, it's great. The only downside for me is it kind of throws the podcast at you like, hey, you'll like this, you'll like this, you'll like this.
No, it advertises other ones.
Based on what you have downloaded already, and it's like, it's... just takes two more clicks than I think it should. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, Pocket Casts you actually have to purchase. It's like 10 or 15 bucks. But the cool thing about it is I have a web browser link up right here that I'll bring up and show you. And it's like Netflix. I just log in to my account here and then I can see all my podcasts and then I can continue playing where I left off on my phone. Now, it doesn't always sync up. Like if I start listening to it and I get about 5 minutes in, then I pull out my phone. Sometimes my phone isn't synced to the exact point like it should be, but I don't know. I haven't used this in a while.
The UI is really clean. I like that.
Yeah, it's very simple. Like, that's the best thing about this. It's just so, Pocket Casts is so clean and so simple.
Great, all right, Bobby.
Great UX. All right.
Hold on. You don't stream on our dlgaming.net. You didn't wear a DL Gaming t-shirt at BlizzCon.
You didn't? You said you would.
And now... you don't even subscribe to our podcast?
Dude, what are you talking about?
No, I'm kidding. I was just trying to make it. He does. He subscribes to 9 podcasts. 8 of them are Heroes of the Storm related.
And only 2 of them are.
Well, okay.
Aren't we Heroes of the Storm related? So that's all 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, and thank you to Mini Del Macho for making it out. She couldn't make it because of my dumb ass. And here we are. Just remind them, where do you stream from, Mini?
Same thing as my Discord name, twitch.tv/MiniDelMacho.
Yeah, and you usually stream what kind of content?
It's really just a whole bunch of variety, but I try to stream like difficult games. Like I was playing Cuphead, and now I'm playing a Neo, which is another, like, it's a Dark Souls clone. Beyond that, just Volgar the Viking, one of my favorite games ever. A friend gifted it to me.
Yeah.
It's like a 2D side scroller, kind of like Mega Man-esque.
Bobby, you know it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I've played very little of this game, though.
Yeah, it's extremely difficult. Many people can't even get past the first level, and there's like 5-6 levels in the whole game.
Yeah, I have to try that again, but it doesn't sound like something I could stick with. All right, but let's talk about some upcoming video games. So one that I noticed was Harvest Moon: Light of Hope. So this is the remake of Harvest Moon. I never played the original one. I know Chi is a big fan.
I think it's a port of a DS title.
Was Harvest Moon a DS title?
No, the original Harvest Moon was on PlayStation, I believe.
I thought I always thought Super Nintendo for some reason, but I never played it, so I don't really know.
Yeah, so this one, from what a friend told me, this is the remake of a DS title or one of the Nintendo handheld titles.
They're already out. It has reviews. So
yes, it is out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for $26.99, it's on sale right now.
It looks like a DS title.
Yeah, for the next couple of days.
Yeah, and you know, I was a big fan of Stardew Valley. Loved that game. So I don't know, but $30 normal is what this goes for. That seems a little high to me for this type of game. Stardew Valley is only $15, so maybe if it's on sale, I'll grab it.
Yeah.
but I'm intrigued.
Yeah, but this is one of those games that just, you know, you could just dump hours into.
Yeah.
So most people will get their money if they're a fan of it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. What else we got? Oh, Mini Del Macho. You had one that you had recommended.
Yeah, the System Shock. It's a remake of the original System Shock. It's going to be on a completely new engine. So anybody who's a fan of System Shock 1 or 2, this one's it doesn't have a hard date yet, but they say sometime 2018. And I've been following this for about 6 months now. And they've been making regular updates, but they're not really releasing any pre-beta or anything anybody can play yet. Hmm. But yeah, it was kickstarted, and nice. A lot of the fans are just really excited for this because this game, it was kind of like in the Half-Life 1 era when these first-person shooters were getting really in-depth, and it wasn't just going around shooting people in the face, but had more of a story and more things to do.
So maybe this would have been the runaway hit if Half-Life never existed?
I definitely think this would have been the Half-Life if Half-Life wasn't.
Well, System Shock was the precursor to BioShock. So back in, like, this had to have been the 90s. It was one of the first games to really merge first-person shooters and RPG elements, and to do it very well. I mean, my first experience doing that was Deus Ex, and like that just blew me away. But I didn't find out about System Shock until way later. But it's one of those games that is so old, you go back and play it, it's just too old to play and enjoy. But the graphics on this reboot...
Yes.
Yeah, Deus Ex is pretty rough.
The UI is just cluttered, and you got to go through menus to just make any action happen. It's just, it's way too cluttered.
And this is the new one we're looking at, right?
This is the new one.
So they're reimagining it, and I love when they do that because it... They basically have to do the whole game from the ground up, but they do it exactly like the original game was. They did the same thing with the first Half-Life, Black Mesa. They called it Black Mesa. Like, that was incredible. Unfortunately, they didn't completely finish that game. Like, it ended when you got to the alien planet, so it was missing a few levels. But I don't know. This
once
excites
they started
me.
Charging for it, wasn't it complete, Bobby?
No.
Oh.
Because I played it when you actually had to buy it. And it ended when you... What was that alien planet? Like Xanu or something? I can't remember.
Shadowmaster says that the first game was for... the first Harvest Moon.
First Harvest Moon was on N64.
Right, yes.
That makes sense. All right. So System Shock, 2018.
You know, can't go off nostalgia, can't go off a prior thing, especially since it's a completely different team. It's just one of those things that it's going to have to stand on its own once it comes out. Once the reviews come out, then I'll assess that kind of game after. You know what I mean?
That is so foreign to me that, like, nostalgia has no effect on you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool. I admire that, but that's just so foreign to me.
It's weird, man.
Because for me, like... Any Sonic game that's going to be 2D, like, I will go apeshit over.
Except for the best one that's ever been made that somehow you haven't made $20 for.
You're right. I just haven't had the time. I'm a piece of shit. I'm the worst gamer ever. I'm a shitty Sonic fan.
I don't disrespect people that are nostalgic about things. I don't get it at all. Yeah.
You know what? I'm fucking buying that right now on my phone. Go fuck yourself, Emilio.
So Deep Sky Derelicts. I don't even know where this popped up for me, but I found it and it's pretty sweet looking. It's positive. I think it was like somewhere at 100% when I first saw it. It looks like a Darkest Dungeon clone. The art is that deep, dark, thick ink, just almost the exact same style, but this is a more comic booky. When you're doing attacks, you'll actually get the panels for the kapow and shit like that. And you're going through old spaceships, I think. And you're trying to scavenge as much as you can. I don't think it had... I didn't read anything about the mental part of it. But I just hope... I don't even think it's a slight on Darkest Dungeon. But I hope it's different than Darkest Dungeon in the over and over throwing bodies at a problem until you break it.
Right.
Like in Darkest Dungeon, they just give you infinite amount of bad of soldiers, and you can't be attached to them because they're gonna die, and they're just gonna make you money so that you can set up the next guy for more. And it's just like a meat grinder. The game's a meat grinder. You just have to throw heroes down the meat grinder. And hopefully, this is more like, I don't know yet, but hopefully it's good. Second of all, or the reviews so far, preliminary reviews are good. But second of all, I hope that it's not a meat grinder like that. I hope you have your four or five guys and you can literally fall in love with them and just like carry them through the game more like an XCOM. But we'll see.
I definitely agree with you on that, because that's one thing that threw me off on Darkest Dungeon. Mm-hmm. Is like I was having like I have my paladin, I fucking love this paladin, and he's dead, and he's just dead forever.
Or goes crazy, which is almost even worse.
Yeah,
yeah, and like he's got 18 things wrong with him.
Right,
and like I gotta kill this guy.
Yeah, he just sucks. He's like the worst character.
We
he's
just
like,
got done discussing how you don't get nostalgic about things, and yet you are growing attached to these characters.
Are those
not way off, Bobby?
Doesn't
way
add
off.
Up.
Nope.
Well, this game is $15.99. That's a pretty decent price.
No, I like this one because it has more of a comic book style. Like it actually has like panels, like comic panels, and I'm a huge comic book nerd.
Well, this looks more like a sci-fi
take on that.
Yeah, more
dungeon.
Sci-fi than it was a dungeon crawling. I like that.
So I put on my wish list only because I'm dealing with some heavy fucking titles right now. And so I just don't have the time. But hopefully soon.
Weren't you just bragging on me for not having time for gaming?
Yeah. No. I'm playing big games that take a lot of time.
Oh, okay.
So
small time games don't count.
Yeah, I can't do it right now.
All right, gotcha.
Unexplored. Top-down action roleplay RPG, right up my alley. It's got really good reviews. What's the percentage there, Bobby?
Very positive.
100% and 96%. Yeah, so
that's
it's
insane.
Yeah, it's
that
really
be
good.
Overwhelmingly, right? If it's above like 95%,
it has to reach a certain amount. There's only 307 reviews total.
Oh, okay, so like maybe like 500 or 1,000 or something.
Yeah. The graphics aren't wowing me, but the reviews are. It's got tons and tons of different items and power-ups, and it's all randomly generated, and that's just all right up my alley.
You know, this game reminds me of a game on PlayStation 1 that's called Reloaded, or Loaded and Reloaded.
Played it. Yeah.
It was like
played
clowns, like clowns.
Yeah. Would just top down with a gun. Yeah. That was a twin-stick shooter.
Yeah, it was a twin. Yeah, it was like one of the early.
It was like Smash TV.
Yeah. Overwhelmingly bloody. Bodies would explode. Bones would fly.
There's a lot of blood in this one.
Yeah.
It seems like maybe a Binding of Isaac with a sword instead of shooting at tears.
And, of course, Binding of Isaac was top-down, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I didn't play much of that, but, yeah, it was a good game.
I'm surprised they haven't redone Super Smash TV. I mean, I know they've done it, like, in all these other games, but I feel like that would just be an easy cash,
easy money.
Who owns the IP to that? That was like one of the bigger companies that had that.
They had to have gone under.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like a free IP now.
Yeah. I'd buy that for a dollar.
Let's do it, Bobby. Let's make our first game.
All right. Let's talk about some games that we have been playing here. So I've been continuing to play some Destiny 2, and of course Heroes of the Storm. That's really all I've had time for this week. This coming up week, by the time this episode is released, I'll be well into my week off. So hopefully I'll get a lot of time to play some games then. And I'm trying to group up and get some work done in Destiny 2 because I'm at the point now where it's feeling super grindy. And I think I'm just doing it wrong. I think I'm just playing by myself and that's not fun. And I just do these quests over and over again. And every time I get like maybe one piece of armor that's a little bit better. And then I'd slowly build up my power level. But I don't know, man.
You beat the game, right, Bobby?
Yeah, I beat the campaign. And,
so,
you know,
I've
was
heard
getting
that
some
it's
shit.
All like, that's it. That's hamster wheel right after that. I don't think anybody disagrees with you.
Yeah.
Maybe raiding is the best thing.
But I don't mind if something's like grindy, if it's a challenge. Like Killing Floor 2, I mean, that can be a very grindy game. You're doing the same thing over and over again. But if it's challenging, then it gets exciting. So I think I need to group up with some people and then run some raids or whatever. I think I need a little bit more power level, like 230 to get into some of the raids. But I need a challenge.
I've heard a lot of things about that game, and challenging is not one that I've heard.
Leviathan, she said she had a tough time with that.
Well, we'll see.
Is that a boss, Leviathan?
That's the first raid, right?
Yeah, the first end game raid. I think you have to be level 260 for that to work.
The max is like 3-something.
305, I think. Okay. Yeah, and then they've got... I had some questions last week about the expansion packs. $35 gets you the next two expansions. One of them's coming in January or early 2018, and who knows when the other one's coming. But $35 will get you both of those, like that one and the next one. So you'll be good for a while.
So one thing I don't know, I saw some rumors and hints about Borderlands 3. Have you guys? Did you guys see that stuff?
I have not heard anything about this, but I am intrigued.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Because that's about as... It was like a fart in the air okay. that I saw. It was like a link.
That's and enough I to get me sniffing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'll see. We'll see. Because that would just... I mean,
Borderlands 2 was good. Borderlands 2
is one of the best games ever made.
Yeah, Borderlands 1 was good. Borderlands 2 was amazing. Yeah. And I can't imagine what they would do with the third one.
The other one...
Well, the third one was that other one that wasn't that great.
It wasn't that great.
Yeah, the pre-sequel moon one. Or something.
The pre-sequel.
Pre-sequel, yeah. It was... Yeah.
My review of the trailer was, I feel like there's a party on the moon and we're not invited or something like that. It was a great... They do trailers so well.
So, Mindy, you've had a chance to play the new character in Overwatch, right?
Oh, yeah.
Moira?
Moira, right.
God, what an odd name.
Yeah, it is a very odd name.
That's Xavier's girlfriend's name.
Moira?
Yeah, from X-Men.
Sounds like an old Jewish
lady. She's Scottish.
That sounds about right.
She's Scottish, right, Bobby?
Is that a Scottish name?
Even this character is Scottish, right? Or you should...
Is she Scottish? I don't think she has a Scottish accent.
Okay.
She might. All right. But yeah, she's a new support character. She has some really powerful healing abilities and some moderate damage dealing abilities. But along with this, Mercy got a rework. So her resurrect, instead of being instant, she now takes 1.7 seconds to resurrect somebody.
And one person?
Still one person.
So almost 2 seconds?
Almost 2 seconds. So
this is the second nerf, because she used to just res everybody automatically.
Oh, yeah, just a huge, like, five
And now she can only do one person, and it takes 2 seconds to channel. Can you interrupt that?
What is she?
Yeah, it's completely interruptible. If anything can interrupt her, it will interrupt her, and other than damage.
But what is she doing during? Is she, like, casting a spell? She's like...
Yeah, basically, she's, you know, how she raised her hand, it just takes longer to raise that hand. She's just doing that over 1.75 seconds.
Interesting.
So, so since she got a nerf, a lot of people are using Moira because her healing, it can pass through allies and hit another ally. It's like a powder or a mist that she sends on people, and it can, like...
So not like a chain lightning, more like a AOE.
Yeah, definitely like an AOE, like a really tight cone.
So like a pyro?
Yeah, exactly.
Like TF2 pyro, but like healing?
TF2 pyro, yes.
And if that pyro blast hits a bad guy?
And the bad guy, it's just a single person attack. So the left click is the healing, the right click is the damage, and it's just kind of like sucking their energy one
very
at a
like,
time.
Very like, I mean, the healing part sounds a lot like, what's her name? Mercy, but it's more AOE.
Yes, exactly. Cone-ish. And I think it heals either faster or on the same level as Mercy's. Healer.
Have you got to play her?
Yes, I played her a bit. Just
how's her mobility?
She has a new what's called Fade, I think it's called.
Okay,
which is about as far as Tracer's Blink, but she just fades out and then.
Does she go through a wall?
Cannot go through walls.
Sounds like
a lot of people have been, because it makes her like 3 times faster while she's doing it. So a lot of people have been using that to like hit jumps and making her fly up into the sky.
Interesting.
Yeah, they've been kind of manipulating
like a
that.
Ramp.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Like a ramp mechanic. Mm. And her ultimate is kind of like Ryu Hayabusa. No, I'm sorry, not Ryu Hayabusa. Ryu from Street Fighter. How he has the Shin Hadouken.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that, but it goes through enemies.
Yeah,
and if it hit enemies, does damage. It'll go through all shields, and if it hits allies, it will heal the allies as well.
Nice.
So it's just like a huge beam, like a Shin Hadouken.
She fun?
She is really fun. Definitely cool. A lot of fun. She has
because what I heard was she's like a frontline healer.
Yeah, definitely. She can definitely be a frontline healer. She can do a lot of damage. Her healing has like a kind of like a depletion gauge, so you can't use it all the time. And to rebuild your healing, you got to do damage as well.
So like the diminishing returns.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you got to mix it up. That's interesting. Yeah.
You can't
just
be a backline healer.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
If you are a backline healer, she kind of runs out of healing.
And meanwhile, she has no long range damage abilities.
Well, she kind of does. She has a ball that she sends out, and this ball is kind of like the BFG 9000 from Doom.
Okay.
Anybody that's around it will get hit by this.
That's her ult, no?
No, that's not her ult.
Okay.
So it sends out a ball, and this ball will send out spikes of healing.
She could be mid-range, maybe, if you're good with that ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So this ball can do either healing or damaging, depending on
what she look like, Bobby?
Click.
Is that...
Yeah, this is her right here.
She looks like a chemist, like a alchemist.
Redhead, Scottish, Moira. I'm telling
probably
you guys.
Probably a Scot. She probably is Scot.
Not hot, though. Definitely not hot.
She definitely looks older. Like, yeah. her voice is definitely older. She's one of the evil people. Like, you know how they have Overwatch and Blackwatch? She's part of the Blackwatch crew.
Gotcha. I do need to give a little shout-out to Overwatch. Only one employing fucking older ladies. Yeah. Like, there's, like, Anna and then now this one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not definitely fun to look at. There they are. They needed jobs in there.
Right? And Tracer, she's also like in her 50s, but she's just really young because she has that chronal accelerator.
I haven't known about this.
Yeah, well, yeah, the chronal accelerator keeps her young, but she's also like 50 or 60
years old.
Oh,
my God, I got to get Sam a chronal accelerator. Hey! From downtown.
She's getting a little droopy.
Yeah. No!
She doesn't listen, does she? Oh, no.
No.
All right. Yeah, I'll have to dip into Overwatch. I do occasionally. But I guess I'll talk about this now. This is not really gaming related, but while we were at BlizzCon, we were walking in and somebody was handing out these bottles of Soylent, which is this meal replacement drink. And I've seen these before. I actually tried to buy one. It was part of this HOTS tournament where if you buy these things, like the proceeds go to the tournament funds. And I was like, oh, that looks interesting, so I'll try it out. But I ended up buying it too late to get it for the tournament. But this is a meal replacement that basically you could just drink three or four of these a day and you wouldn't have to eat any meals. They got all the shit that you need in them. So I'm constantly in the position where I don't want to leave my computer. Like, I'm playing Heroes of the Storm probably or some other game, and I'm just like, fuck, I am starving. But that means, like, at the very least, calling up the taco shop downstairs, taking the elevator all the way down. I mean, we're talking like 15 minutes here.
That's too much for gaming.
Valuable time. So this, what I'm starting to notice, like, I bought a bunch of these, not enough to replace every single meal, but I'm just doing it as like a breakfast thing right now. But even at that, like, I'm finding I just have so much food that people give me that I'm just trying to get through right now that it's just like, I don't know. It's weird. You start to notice when you do something like this, you start to notice how much food you eat just on any occasion, like whether it be at somebody's house, whether it be something that someone gives you or what leftovers you got in the fridge or just like food you have around. I mean, it's strange. So I don't know. We'll see how this goes. I want to replace more of my meals. Like, ideally, I want to get to the point where it's really only like dinner that I have to like cook for myself or get something.
But you don't really even need that.
No, you don't. You don't. But the thing is, like, I'm still going to go out with, like, friends and get something to eat. I'm still going to, like, my girlfriend will probably cook a meal once in a while, shit like that. Yeah.
Lord Nikon from downtown.
I wish I had
I just have so much food that I'm trying to get through. Fucking world, first world problems. Yeah. Huh?
Well, we had this discussion, like, two weeks ago where, like, she was talking about...
life's hard for a pretty white guy, huh?
Like, everyone was saying, like, their family is pressuring them to not eat. And I feel like everyone tries to make me eat. Like, everybody's always trying to feed me.
Well, you're not overly skinny. Like, it's not like your grandma's just trying to fatten you up or something.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. And, like, I feel like I don't eat that much food. It really depends on what I'm doing. Like, if I have a busy day and I'm out and about doing stuff, yeah, I get hungry. But this shit, like, it doesn't taste bad. Like, basically, you're feeding yourself for, like, under $3 a meal.
Is it a flavor? Is there a flavor in it? Or is it just kind of like
there's multiple flavors. The cheapest one is, like, this kind of oatmeal tasting one, which doesn't taste bad, but
that
it doesn't
was the original.
Taste good.
And it used to come in just as powder, and you mixed it with water.
Yeah.
Very, like, protein powder-ish.
Mm-hmm. And it comes in a bottle that looks like Odwalla or, you know, those other...
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It comes in pre-mixed. Now, you can get ones that have caffeine in it. They're a little more expensive. But the thing about it is, like, when I eat these or when I drink these, like, my concern is I've had, like, whey protein shakes before and done that in the morning, and then I'm just hungry in, like, an hour. So I was worried that I was going to be really hungry after having a couple of these. Usually, like, 3 hours, I start getting hungry again.
And which is how normal food is.
Yeah, that's how normal food is. But it's like, whenever you eat healthy, you're always fucking hungry, I've noticed. Like, if I eat healthy, I'm just always starving.
Yeah, because that shit just runs through you.
Definitely.
All vegetables and stuff just runs through you.
Yeah, if you have, like, a fucking fat burrito, though, like a carne asada burrito, you're just like, oh, all right, I'm satisfied.
You're good till the next fat burrito.
So it feels like healthy food. Like, I feel like when I drink these, I feel full, but I also, it's not healthy full, where it's like, I could totally, like, stand to have a burrito right now, too, on top of this.
Do you feel like you have enough energy as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, energy's good so far. But more on that later. We'll see the long-term
effects.
Yes,
energy is sufficient to carry on minimum procedures.
How long have you been supplementing your meals with, or replacing your meals with this?
It's got to be about a week, maybe a little over a week now.
All right.
And you're just doing breakfast still, Bobby?
I'll do breakfast, or I'll do like meals during the day sometimes as well.
She had her best joke ever when we were walking out of our last podcast. Bobby's shipment had arrived, his first shipment. And she's like, what's that? You remember, she's drunk. We were all drunk. And she's like, what's that? And then Bobby's like, oh, this is, he like super excited because, you know, Amazon's like Christmas every morning.
Right.
And he rips it open. And I was like, oh, I try to quickly explain. Oh, it's just meal replacement. And she goes, is that just like robot juice? Is that, or robot oil? Something like that. It was pretty good.
Yeah. It's hard to explain that to people, though, like meal replacements. I don't know. I don't know.
Everybody says like SlimFast, but
yeah, or Jenny Craig or whatever.
This takes the next step. SlimFast is just like, I don't know. Have it for regulars, have it for lunch. And then also with SlimFast, you're hungry right away.
Well, I kind of meant it's like, it's hard to like, I think this is a hard sell for a lot of people. I don't imagine a lot of people doing this. For me, it's fucking perfect because I have this conversation constantly with my girlfriend. She's like, what do you want to eat? And I'm like, I do not care. Yeah. I literally don't care. I want to not be hungry. That's all I want. I don't want a savory meal. I don't want anything. I just want people food. Yeah. Right. So like this shit is perfect for me. It's like I drink this and it takes a while to drink. So like, you know, you kind of space it out a little bit. I drink this, I'm good for a couple hours. Later I have another one and then I'm fine.
Is it kind of chalky or?
It's not really that chalky. Like
a little bit.
It is at the end. Yeah. And I noticed with the chocolate one, like it was kind of chalky a little bit too, but like it's really not that bad.
This episode coming to you from Soylent. Soylent.com. I've watched two documentaries on this stuff. Actually, geez, I know a lot about this. So the owner is like, he was like, he's like, it's 2015. Why are we still eating plants and animals? It doesn't make any sense. We're smarter than this. Yeah. Maybe I can make up some sort of concoction. Hook me up, Benny. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, especially in like a third world country. This would be amazing. Like, it's got all the nutrition that you need.
You know, it's funny. It's never been, I haven't seen that application. And then Vice did a mini documentary on it where one guy did it for a month, one of their contributors. And he said, you know, he dug it. He, you know, he lost weight. He felt great. But the downside was how much of a social aspect you lose.
Yeah.
Like, all of the birthdays, it all surrounds around food. What are you going to have? You're going to have a birthday dinner. Yeah. What are you going to have?
I've already been through that, though, dude. I've been through that with, like, not drinking. I've done that whole conversion.
Yeah, this is just the next step, right?
But I'm the type of guy, and this probably surprises nobody, but what you looking for? Ice?
Coke.
Cocaine.
Coca-Cola, to be clear.
Hell of a drug.
It was somewhere. There it is. All right. But I'm the type of guy, if people wouldn't look at me weird, I would just buy, like, 20 sets of the same clothes and just cycle through that every single day. I would wear like black pants, white shirt, or like something. I could eat the same meal every single day, every single meal. Like, I'm a very boring person. So this is perfect for me. It's working out.
You're utilitarian.
Yeah.
Right?
Minimalist. Yeah. That's a good spin on it. Let's go with that.
Let's go with that.
All right. So enough about that shit.
Besides all of that, I do remember maybe before Soylent came out, I was like, if we can make dog food, why can't we just make people food where this is all you eat and you get everything you need? And I guess this is what that is. It's like dog food for people. You just eat the same thing every day.
Yeah.
And you love it.
Yeah.
I guess.
Stephen posting some articles in there. Yeah, there were some people like saying that they had trouble with it, indigestion, and like some people have had concerns that there are there might be problems with the food, but I don't know. Like, I'm not too concerned. Like, when it comes to that kind of stuff, like, I'm just like, eh.
Bobby, can I ask you how poop's been?
Less
pooping?
I haven't noticed a difference.
You're pooping just as much?
Yeah. I really haven't
noticed. Normal poops. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, yeah. It has not made much of a difference, honestly.
Wow. So you won't have to get the squatty potty?
Yeah. Maybe not. All right. Well, let's talk about some actual video games here. Battlefront 2. So there's been a lot of...
What about a loaded fucking couple of words, huh? Jeez. Okay, this is how I'm going to break this down. This is going to be 20 minutes of me talking, I guess. I am going to look at this as just a video game first. It is a goddamn gorgeous video game. I bought it, even though a lot of people told me I shouldn't on the Discord. Like Bobby said, it's probably the best looking game I think I've ever seen on my computer, maybe. It's either this or, no, it's probably this. I can't think of anything else that comes kind of close. Why did I buy it? I bought it because I'm a goddamn journalist and I take my job very seriously. I just realized today that I spend $160 getting here every week because I'm a more not because of the situation, but it's because I'm a raging alcoholic, a responsible alcoholic.
Yeah, raging responsible alcoholic, so you don't drink and drive, so you take a taxi.
Not so much raging as just paging Lyfts to come pick me up, yeah. I guess. Now that I'm down in Chula Vista, it takes a little while to get here. Anyway, so I really, really enjoy the single player. I'm guessing, I looked up time to beat, it didn't really give me much answers on it. For free, Bobby, did you play the free part of it?
No, not yet.
Okay. I don't know if you can still. Well, if you have access, Origin Access, which I recommend to everyone.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Fuck EA, whatever you want to say, blah, blah, blah. Origin Access is the best bang for your buck in PC gaming, period. You get like 30 free games. You don't own them, but you don't really own the games on Steam either. You're just licensing them. So it's the same shit. You get to play them, blah, blah, blah. So 4 hours? That doesn't... How many people have contributed to that, Bobby?
No, you're really.
Yeah, that's
really
the 2017 one.
Yeah,
you like. To
yeah,
take
so
your time.
One person has been pulled.
One person.
Yeah, I don't think it's
for the main story. Yeah,
yeah, I don't think it's accurate.
But I mean, how different could it be? I mean,
because I've played for at least 2 hours, and I'm only on the fifth act, and there's 12 acts. So I want to say, I don't know, 6 to 8, hopefully. I don't know. So I'm more into it for the story and the acting. The voice acting, I think, is superb. What's going on and the story all makes sense. It links the old movies with the new movies, which is nice, but not in this like rush sort of way. So far, the thing that I like best about it, yeah, I would have to say it's the story and the acting. The gameplay, you know, it's whatever. It's, you can't even duck.
Where does it take place in? Like, what, between what movies?
So you play as the Empire, kind of like the special forces team for the Empire, and you're down on Endor when the second Death Star blows.
Oh, so it's like, oh, so it's like at the end of the sixth movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it carries you on through, I think, all the way up to The Last Jedi.
Okay.
It'll take you all the way through there, but it's kind of the auxiliary stories of what's going on the sides.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
But, you know, of, well, no, I don't want to put any spoilers, but yeah, you play as, you know, the daughter of one of the admirals, but you're a badass bitch. And
Admiral Ackbar, right?
No, not Admiral Ackbar. That's it's a trap. She has a droid on the back of her back that kind of makes up. So when you're playing the multiplayer, everybody has these three abilities just because you have these three abilities. Mm-hmm. It's just like, because okay, of the multiplayer you system, just have this. This. Yeah. Right. But this special droid that she had hacked kind of, when you're playing the single player, explains all of these abilities because it does them all for you. I kind of like that because as soon as you, I'll swallow that this is a space battle going on in a land far, far away. But if you do something that doesn't make any sense at all, then I'm going to call you out for it. And they explain everything well. Let's see. So the online play, I haven't played too much of it, but it's fun. It's no PUBG. It doesn't get my heart racing. I'm not shaking at the end of the battles. I don't feel like I'm contributing to the battle a lot of the time. I'm not very good. But it is fun. I will say that it is fun. It's not blow your hair back fun, but it is fun.
I played the beta when it was out, like, last month. And, yeah, it wasn't a bad game. It was pretty fun to play.
Yeah.
I played probably, like, 10 hours over the weekend of that beta. So it was pretty good. It was definitely entertaining, at least.
Mm. Yeah, entertaining at the least.
How much retail are we talking about here?
I paid $53.99 because I have Origin Access. You get 10% off all their games.
Oh, you get the discount. Okay.
Yeah, so $53.99, I think it was.
All right. Yeah, okay, but if you have Origin Access, you're saying that you can play the single-player campaign, right?
You can pay 30% of it, 20 or 30% of it.
And play the single-player campaign.
And then you can play multiplayer. They give you 10 hours. You can do whatever you want for 10 hours.
Oh, okay, I see.
But the single player, you can only take up to, you know, the third act out of 12, I believe there are.
Okay. I feel like we're getting back to the shareware days where you get the first level for free.
Oh, yeah, like the first Doom and all that.
Except for it's not free. You pay for it. But, I mean, you get so many games. Do you want to rattle off some games? Is it Battlefield 1 on
Battlefield 1 is included, yeah.
Just for that.
Battlefield 1 is a fun game,
I think you pay $36.99 if you pay for the year, and you get Battlefield 1. That's worth it right there.
Yeah, Battlefield 1 is great.
Now, on top of that, you get, what's the mech game?
Titanfall?
Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you get Titanfall 2, and then you get Mirror's Edge 2. You get Mirror's Edge 1. You get, it just goes on and on and on.
Titanfall 2 is like my top five of this year. That game is amazing.
Dude, it was a really good game.
Definitely.
And I think they're still putting stuff out for free. They're not like DLCs, but they're still working on that game.
So let's talk about a little controversy surrounding this game. So...
Yeah, I don't know. A little bit. There you go. Okay, so there was problems before the game's release. Go down a little bit, Bobby.
Scrolling down.
Thank you.
For the listener at home.
So they announced that there was going to be loot boxes, and the only way that you were going to get certain characters like Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker were to pay with in-game currency. And people didn't like that very much. But then the beta came out, and they said, we're going to tweak it a little bit. And it didn't really get tweaked all that much. And it turned out that basically you can buy these loot boxes that are called, I believe,
Star cards. The hero loot boxes, right?
There's like five different kinds of loot boxes. The most expensive being the hero loot boxes. And these are the ones where you get the chance to actually unlock certain heroes, especially the big ones, right? So, or you could pay cash and get them right away. Well, not you can't just buy.
You can't outright buy them. Right. You can't buy the loot boxes.
But you can buy the hero loot boxes, which are the hardest ones to get. And somebody worked out, some people on Reddit worked out that in order to unlock everything in the game, it was going to take 4,900 hours. To get that. Now, I've done that in TF2, but that's probably... okay, maybe not. Maybe about half of that. So, it's impossible. So, you know, the Reddit people go fucking crazy. all this stuff. Keep going, Bobby. Next one down. And they do, EA does an AMA. And something that they posted was something like, what is the top one?
Now, all the AMA answers were just kind of like robotic and fire control. They weren't
want people to be proud of the characters that they unlock and so on and so on. Meanwhile, or bust out your wallet, right?
Yeah.
So the most downvoted thing ever on Reddit ever, right?
It was like 60,000.
Not even close.
Yeah.
The next one down is 200,000 downvotes less than whatever this one comment was, you know, by EA. So EA, the way I understand it, was influenced by Disney, the biggest, one of the biggest companies in the world.
Really?
Protecting their IP. This is their IP, right?
Oh, yeah, Disney.
Hey,
yeah.
You're making us look bad over here. Change something. This is what I hear. There's no... This is just kind of speculation. They dropped it 75% for all the... all the heroes in in-game currency, right? So I'm thinking it's over. That sounds great.
Mm.
What they didn't do was... Also, on top of that, you get less in-game currency for beating the single player.
Yeah, you get less rewards. It costs less to do things, but also you get less for doing
You get less for doing things. So they kind of fixed some, but not... Kind of disingenuously.
Right.
Which made it even worse. So the next thing they did was dropped microtransactions from Battlefront 2 altogether to try to, like, please the masses.
Yeah.
And not even this was enough because they say that there are going to be microtransactions at some point.
We're
going
to stop it for now, but it will be later.
Yeah, it was temporary.
Yeah.
It was temporary. And so this is where we're at, I guess.
And EA is known for being just a really shitty company towards the consumer. But, really good for the shareholder, but shitty towards the people who play the games.
Yeah, they don't have a great track record and a lot of
people.
This
is my one thing, though. Is Battlefield 1 not a triumph? Did we already forget, like, this? They put this amazing game out?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like, we forgot that quickly? It's been 8 months? Eight months, maybe?
No, I feel bad.
That game was amazing.
It was. And it definitely was.
It definitely was. The single player, I thought was great.
Well, there's definitely something to their games. And, stuff like this can really distract from the good parts of it. I don't know what the expression is. I can't think of it right now. But, like, burning the something with the something. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
No. Bobby, go to sleep, Bobby. No,
not ringing a bell. Late. There's an expression out there. Like, when you completely discredit...
Burning the candle at both ends?
No, but that does apply here as well. But when you, like, just say fuck everything, even just because of one or two imperfections. But I don't know, how serious of a problem is the loot boxes? Like, I feel like this is making loot box such a dirty word at this point. I feel like if you were to make a new game with loot boxes, it would be really, really bad. Like, Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, they're all lucky they did their loot box thing beforehand. Because now, going forward, like, loot boxes is just such a... There's a stigma to it.
But here's the problem.
There it is. He's got it. Throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Epic
Triumph. Has nothing to do with burning.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
goddamn
close.
Robot overlord.
Yeah.
No, the thing is, it's more the pay-to-win aspect. Because, like, Darth Vader is, like... just obviously better than any other Jedi out there. Like, he's just going to destroy everybody. And these star cards that you can get, they are definitely better. Like, a level 4 star card is just going to beat out a level 1 star card, regardless of the skill of the player, because they're going to have, like, 50% more armor, 50% more firepower. It's just,
you know what sucks too?
How much they have.
What I don't like about the progression, just on a multiplayer level, all I've been playing is the officer. Right, that's the guy who has a little sentry
and the little
pistol. I haven't got any star cards for him, so he's still level 0, even though I've put in 3 hours on him.
The level is based on the
star cards. So I'm getting all crazy stuff for the heavy and other stuff.
Yeah,
but I love turrets, and I'm just going to stick with them. And it's unfortunate. It's bad luck.
Yeah,
but I'm all about the randomization, but I do want to see credit where credit's due.
Right.
At the same time, it's not a bad game, guys. It's not the best game ever. It's the prettiest game ever.
I've heard from a lot of sources that Battlefield 2 is much better than Battlefront 2 is better than the first Battlefront.
I think it is.
Like, the gameplay is just much fun, much more fun.
Yeah, I think it's much better. Thousands of people are voicing their opinions on this, that we're just one more fart in the dark. And
that's going to be the interesting side of this. When does this game come out? The 17th?
It's out.
Oh, it is out. It's already released. It's
yesterday.
What comes out on the 17th then?
It was the 16th.
Yesterday was the 17th. Yes. All right. It's late, folks. But this is what I want to see. I want to see the sales on this, because most downvoted Reddit comment in history, everybody's super up in arms, you know, buy your official DL Gaming pitchforks here. You know, there's got to be a way to capitalize on this, by the way.
They say this somewhere in that Business Insider that's where I got most of my information for this. They did a really concise article. A Target employee said somewhere around, you know, 3 p.m., on the 16th, not one copy of Battlefront 2 has been sold. Keep it up, guys, on Reddit.
Interesting.
That's just one Target somewhere. Yeah. Who knows if it hyperbole
Indiana
or whatever.
Or something.
Yeah, who knows?
Because people still go buy their games off of Target shelves.
Hey, Bobby, I'm trying to make a point.
I haven't bought a physical copy of a game.
What happened to yes and, Bobby?
Since 2008, I think, was the last physical copy I bought.
I don't know, dude. I feel like this game is still going to sell like a fucking bajillion copies. And because here's the problem. Like, you can downvote all you want on Reddit and you can complain as much as you want, but what really matters is what you say with your wallet. And, you know, if people continue to buy these games, then companies will continue to make games like this with loot boxes and shit.
So many people were returning this game that they took the return button off. Yeah. Oh, it's the cancel the pre-order button.
Yeah, they canceled the pre-order.
And get your money back. Took that option.
Maybe this is it. Maybe this is where we make the stand. Yeah. But, you know, like, we just had the article from a couple weeks ago saying that microtransactions, loot boxes, all that shit, like, accounts for, like, has tripled the revenue games.
So, BioWare. It was, what's the other? It's EA and the other gigantic one.
Ubisoft
said, you know, they posted their earnings for last year. I've said this before. Mm-hmm. They made like $4 billion in microtransactions.
Microtransactions alone.
So they put that out there, and they just changed the industry.
Yeah, they're saying they're making like three times more on microtransactions than they are the original
game. Yeah, because it doesn't cost them much.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, all the money goes into the initial development, and then after that, it's all gravy, baby.
Straight profit.
Yep. So after that earnings report came out, EA's like, you know, these...
I'm pretty sure EA knew about this long before those numbers were released. I don't think this is a big secret.
But to go at it this aggressively, right?
Talking about Reddit going up, or...
No, about EA being this greedy.
Oh, yeah, have to agree with you, because this is like definitely like pay to win.
Yeah.
You pay money and you get significantly more powerful.
I still have
you're the only one that's played it out of us three. I'm just going off what I've heard.
I've killed Chewbacca a bunch of times. Okay. You know, like, he's not that hard to take down. I haven't gone up against Darth Vader though, so I don't know.
Nobody has. Because I'm saying like 40 hours it takes to grind out. Yeah. 40 hours
for one character
of not buying anything. You have to 40 hours and don't buy a thing within those 40 hours, and then you can unlock him.
One guy.
Right, one guy. Him and Luke Skywalker separately.
And Leia. Those three are the highest ones.
Leia also? I didn't know Leia was in the game.
Yeah. She comes, I think it's all just because of the bikini.
Yes. Mm. I'd pay for it.
All right, well, we'll see how the drama continues to play out in the following weeks. But also, new Overwatch banning system. So now, this is... They haven't changed the banning system, but they have changed, or they've added a feature where if you have reported someone and they are later banned, then you're notified that, hey, your report counted, something was done about it.
Right.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, Valve was doing this with Counter-Strike. They're letting you know, hey, thank you for your feedback.
Oh, yeah, and Dota did too.
Yeah, of course, yeah, Steam has been doing this for a while, but this is like an early beta version, and they're not really sending you in-game information. They're sending you an email. So they're just trying to work out all the bugs, saying, thank you for your information. You have reported a toxic player or a hacker. And because of that, you were responsible for partly in his being banned. So this is still early early beta information. Later, they are Jeff Kaplan, you know, the face and voice of Overwatch, has said that he's trying to get it in-game, so you'll be notified in-game that this toxic player, this hacker, this one-trick pony has been banned. And a lot of controversy is a lot of people are going up in arms because one of Symmetra Main in Reddit, they were talking about this. He's like a top 500 player in U.S. was banned because people were saying because he's a one-trick pony. It's like you shouldn't ban somebody just because he plays one character. But he was also banned because people were forced to play around him. And if nobody wanted to play around him, then he would just stay in spawn. And he wouldn't do anything. So, yeah, he was just like, you know, that's being a toxic player.
Yeah.
So they're banning toxic people. People that, I think in 2013.
Is his name Kaepernick?
No.
I got jokes. I got sports jokes. Everybody.
So Steam did a survey in 2013, I believe it was, for Dota 2, getting information on why people were quitting the game, and overwhelmingly the amount was because of toxic players is why people were getting out of Dota 2.
Well, so, it is Dota 2.
So this was brought up to Overwatch, and Overwatch is looking into it. They're trying to get like you know toxic people out, so people can like nobody likes toxic. I'm definitely like more of a like a family friendly.
Nobody
player.
Signs on and be like, I can't wait to get shit on right? by my teammates.
Yeah, like I don't know. When I play a competitive game, I'm a very competitive game. I used to be a competitive gamer back in 2007 with Modern Warfare. I was actually sponsored with those.
2007, 2008, two time champ, two time champ.
But yeah, it's like you get nowhere by flaming somebody. Like, you call someone a piece of shit, they're not going to be like, oh, right, I'm a piece of shit. Let me get better at this. Like, give constructive criticism. It's not that difficult, people. You see somebody doing something wrong, just give them information. They may not know that thing that you're trying to...
How do you handle that on HOTS, Bobby? If somebody's good, otherwise... They keep messing up the same thing. But otherwise, they're okay, except for they keep doing
honestly,
this one thing.
I didn't get better at that until I got older. And I think a lot of it just has to do with like the type of person that you are yes. and your level of maturity or your age. I mean, those two are not necessarily synchronized.
Or your latest software update.
Yeah.
Boom! keep robot jokes.
Somebody, when I was playing AI games, I've had to stay late at work like two nights in a row, so I had a lot of downtime. So I'm on my laptop, and I'm just playing AI games because I don't want to play like real games. I'll probably lose. And I'm kind of distracted because I'm like doing some stuff off to the side, but then I'm playing. It's an AI game, so I'm not taking it that seriously. Yeah. And somebody asked me, they're like, are you a bot? So I just typed in beep, boop. And I don't know, he didn't respond to that. But no,
Bobby,
toxic.
You're
players.
On a laptop where you could play endless amount of card games, endless amount of Binding of Isaac.
No, sometimes I play Hearthstone. Sometimes I play Hearthstone on my laptop, or Elder Scrolls. I'll play that occasionally.
Because you'd rather go up against bots than play all these other games.
Well, you can learn a lot. Games. Well, I like to level up my heroes, but also like you can learn a lot. Like, what can this hero do? Can they take a mercenary camp at this level? Like, how long does it take? Like, there's things you can test out and learn in AI games. Anyway, like as far as toxic players go, like of course I'm going to run into that in a MOBA game, but I don't know. Like, it's what I always tell like the people that I play with. Like, you got to know how to talk to people. Mm-hmm. Like Minnie was saying, if you're too aggressive, and even if you're just very terse with someone, they're not going to be responsive to you. They're not going to respond to you at all. They're not going to do what you want them to do. Like, you have to look at it like, if you want them to do what you want to do, you have to approach them from a certain way. So I've gotten a lot better at that. Like, I'll tell people, like, you know, hey, you this is how this works, or hey, you should be doing that, or hey, we need this, and not spam pings. And, you know, people, like, way more often people will fall in line from that. I mean, sometimes they don't, and you just fucking shrug it off, whatever. But, you know, you'll have way more of a success rate if you just, like, sweet talk people.
Yeah. It's like, hey, Symmetra, stop being a piece of shit and go healer. Stop being a fucking shitty support.
Or Symmetra, can I get a heal?
Right.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately,
or you say, Symmetra, would you mind?
This shit happens on comms, really use too, that. It's which all... is the bad part. Like, not even just, like, text. Yes. Like, typing it out to strangers. Like, when I'm on comms with people that I know, like, it's very easy. What I notice a lot of people do is they get passive-aggressive. They're just like, why are we all bot? Like, why is anyone... Okay, no one wants to rotate top?
Really sarcastic. Yeah, like facetious.
Yeah. And
you mean the he who should not be named special?
But oh yeah, but I'll see if I can find that video somewhere. No, that we're talking, of course, of Chad playing Smite from a couple years ago, but he was being full-blown like full-blown anger. Like, Chad would get very mad. But
was Smite the only game that Chad was good at?
He wasn't good at that.
He wasn't good at any games ever.
No, he's good at controller games.
Yeah, really. No, there are games. Puzzle always beat us on some games. What games were they?
Puzzle games.
Well, a lot of control, like those party games. Like, he'd always win that
Mario Party and stuff, like, or
yeah, sure, stuff like that.
Yeah, kind of like that. Like Move or Die, or like Move or Die. Yeah. He would always win that stuff. Yeah, controller games.
Puzzle games. He's really good at.
It just seems like when I was a listener, like, for the past like year and a half, we're listening, Chad was just shitty at every game he played. But
yeah.
Just a lot.
Like 90% of games. I mean, how much of them are puzzle or like controller centric?
Okay.
So like everything else, yeah.
It's just anything that's like action or shooters, and he was just shitty.
Yeah, his ego would not let him put it on. We're not supposed to talk to him. All right, let's move on.
You know, speaking of this banning system, though, I think they want to do the same thing in Heroes of the Storm. A lot of people want it. I personally don't really care. Like, I'll report somebody. Like, I don't go through the effort of typing out an explanation, but, like, I'll report someone and just move on and, like, let that be that. But when I played Smite, it got to me a lot more. I would argue with people all the time.
And speaking of fucking Chad, he would report every single person that did poorly that game.
Oh yeah, he was just
every
like
single play. I don't want to.
We would report the report system. At least in Heroes of the Storm, automatically blocks them as well. But I know in other games, like Chad and I would play, he'd be like, "Well, I'm going to block these people. I don't want to play with them anymore."
Yeah,
like he would blacklist people. The way he saw it is he would play games and be like, "I don't want to play with all these people anymore." So he would just start like crossing.
God, I miss that guy.
Good times, man. Good times.
If you haven't seen it, look up. What is it? Chad Gets a Kill.
Chad Gets a Kill,
on our YouTube channel. Our very, very tiny YouTube channel.
You know, I'm aware that you have a YouTube channel, and I'm sure I'm subscribed to it, but I've never seen any video uploaded to it.
Ever. That's all going to come with our brand new studio. Yep. Coming to you live from Mexico.
Chulawana.
Hey, Bobby, how was Mexico?
Oh, you
covered this, right?
It was bueno.
It was bueno.
Yeah, dude, I had a good time. I actually really enjoyed Mexico.
Glad you did.
I haven't been in forever, but I would not go down. Here's the unfortunate part. I could never just go down there by myself, dude. Yeah. They see like a white guy down there who doesn't really speak the language.
Oh, they'll take advantage. 100%. Yeah.
Cops would be like,
they will fuck both your nostrils.
Yeah, like even the cops, man. Like, you're literally not safe down there. The cops will like be like,
oh,
they'll arrest you, and then you can conveniently pay
them.
Well, not bribe, but you can pay the fine right there on the spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so
it's basically a bribe.
They look for California plates.
Yeah, which totally sucks. But no,
what's so funny is I bought that.
Do it again.
I think I've talked about it. I bought a really, really pricey truck, and
what do you have?
I have a Sierra 2500 Duramax.
Nice.
It's like 77,000 brand new. Anyway, it's got like flashy rims, which I'm not a flashy guy. I literally just bought it for work, and I used to do some negotiations down in Mexico. I used to do some like work down there. I can't take it. I literally will not take it down there because a narco could just see me and just be like, oh, I want that. And then he has my truck. So that's just not going to happen. We just linked it on our Discord. So if you go to our Discord, which the way you want to get there is go to dlgaming.net, and then there's a link called Discord. Click on that. And then once you're there and read our don't be a bitch, don't be a pussy terms of service, there's a link called Live Podcast. Once you click on that, you will see this entire episode up until the next episode comes out. So it's very transient. It's not going to be around very long. It goes right in the garbage. So you got about 7 days to go. And as you listen to this, you can scroll down and get the links to everything we're talking about. I'll talk about my dick. There will be a dick pic. That's just how it goes.
Oh, I
but anyway.
You know, look at it from right here on the couch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what majesty it is. Anyway, so the Chad Gets a Kill video is up there. Trust me, this holds up versus just about anything, even if you don't know Chad.
Which, I mean, you guys should know Chad, because Chad was, I love that guy. Like, he just seemed like an innocent guy. Like, I know you were his roommate, and it seems like you guys had this, like, this adverse relationship.
It's so funny, dude. Like, the more, after he left, more people are talking about how, like, how much we hated each other.
It seemed like that.
Yeah. And, but it was just,
you guys lived with each other, so you were cool with it. That's what it seemed to me.
Yeah,
like,
there was no animosity at all. I love that guy.
I would think, like, yeah, if I did not know you guys lived together, I was thinking, like, man, these guys hate each other. Like,
yeah,
wait, they're roommates, so they've been...
Bobby,
they've
did you ever get that drift that we didn't like each other?
No, not that. You guys just had kind of the odd couple thing going on.
Well, yeah, you guys had this Discord, and it seemed like you would talk some shit, and then he who shall not be named would be like, yeah, whatever, on to the next thing, because I don't give a fuck about whatever you said. And he was just like, yeah, he would just extremely just dismiss, well, like,
Bobby,
fuck off.
Bobby, like, pretty much summed me up really quick. It's like, I don't know when this was, maybe a year after he met me. And he was like, no, dude, we all know what you do. You make fun of your friends so that as fodder. Mm-hmm. And then that's your personality. And I was like, oh, shit, I guess that is what
No,
I
that's
do.
100%. Like, the first day I met you, like, I had to get, like, I've had
used
friends.
To it, right?
Yeah, like,
I'm aggressive.
Like,
I'm a terrible person.
you're not, though, because, like, I was in the military, and that's how we did in the military. We, like, just give each other shit all the time.
Yeah.
And then, like,
it's all love, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And I went to civilian world for a few years, and I was like, everybody's like all like kind, tiptoeing around. And then here you come, like, you remind me of the military. Like, you're just giving people shit just for being around you.
Yeah.
And you know, that was a
but I like everybody.
No, yeah, you're definitely a very approachable guy.
Yeah. Well, here we go.
You're so pretty, too.
Aw.
Speaking of that, I can't put my toes in your balls.
Yeah. Well, I've been missing it all podcast.
Yeah, Chi isn't here, so let me just take my shoes off.
I wouldn't want to cheat. Anyone? Anybody? Anyone from downtown?
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Oh, this hurts. All right.
We should get some listener questions in here, but I'll tell you what, as Emilio scampers off to the bathroom, why don't you tell us about Neo?
Okay,
or Neho.
Neo. This is a game that's been on PlayStation 4 for a few months now, and I've been a huge fan of the publisher, because the publisher was Tecmo, but the developer is the word I'm looking for, Team Ninja. They were responsible for the Dead or Alive series. I've been playing Dead or Alive since I was, like, in junior high. I was actually a state champion for Dead or Alive 2 for the Dreamcast way back in, like, 2003, I think it was. And they also developed the Ninja Gaiden series for the Xbox, so not the original NES version, but the Xbox versions, which were, you know, very God of War-y, but just, I love those games. Like, completely fell in love with that whole series of games until Ninja Gaiden 3 kind of disappointed me. But then Team Ninja recently came out with this Neo, and this is a Dark Souls clone, but it's set in, like, the 1600 era of Japan. And my favorite thing about this game is the dedication to the Japanese lore. Like, the gameplay itself, if anybody's played the Dark Souls or Demon Souls series, they know that the fighting system is like the heart and soul of this game. You make one mistake, even if it's like a guy that you've gone against like 100 times, you know his attack patterns and everything. You make one mistake and he hits you and makes a combo on you, you're dead. You're just toast. You got to be like 100% on your game at all times. But this Nioh, just like Dark Souls series, it's the gameplay is amazing. But like I was saying, the lore, the dedication to lore of the actual Japanese timeline is awesome. I was playing this game, and like after the first mission, you meet Hitori Hanzo, which he was, me being a Japanese nerd, I know that Hitori Hanzo, he was a leader of the Iga Ninja back in the early 1600s, and he is known to be like one of the best
swordsman.
Yeah, he was definitely good, but
is that
he was
Miyamoto
like
Musashi.
Musashi? No, that was I think Musashi was earlier.
Okay. I know you said in a different word, but they go by multiple names. Miyamoto went by two names.
So. Yes, Hitori Hanzo. He had about three names. I can't think of them off just top of my head. But Hanzo is kind of a name that is given to somebody who is a leader of the ninja clan.
Okay.
And the Iga Ninja back in that time was one of the most powerful ninja clan at the time. And when I was playing this game and I met Hitori Hanzo, I had a little nerdgasm. I like kind of geeked out because I was like, holy shit, that's actually Hitori Hanzo. And they're portraying him as he should be. And in this game, they have also like the demons of Japanese lore. And Japan has so many fucked up demons, like stone, like just demons that are like fake walls.
Do these still shots do address shots?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It looks
this
great.
This is like actual in-game footage, of course. And they have like all the bosses. Every boss they have is like a character from Japanese lore. Even people that aren't bosses, like water demons and wall monsters and even umbrella monsters that, you know, they look like umbrellas, but they fucking kill you. And it's this game is just amazing. I don't know what else to put it. It's a very difficult game.
Resident Evil had umbrella monsters. Get it? Anybody? All right.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm walking out of here.
I've been playing this game on Steam Family Share due to a friend. Scorm has been letting me play this game. And I've been just blown away. Every mission has been blowing me away. Because if you know Japanese lore, this is just so true to the era. It's just...
There are a lot of people playing this. Apparently.
Shout out to Epic Tryhard Face. Dude, this episode has been all health and Asian shit. I swear you guys are just trolling Chi. It could be.
So $50 for this game.
Yeah, that's $50 is for the game.
Wow,
and that's like two and a half
Sonic Manias, dude.
Okay, yeah, there you go. There's my phone right there.
Yeah, thanks.
I just bought Sonic Mania right now as we were talking the first 10% of this episode.
I can't wait to hear the review next week when I don't invite you back.
Oh,
that looks good. It looks
it does look
like,
good. It's a console port,
It is a console port. Yeah. And that $50 is for the game itself, which is really $60 plus all the DLC that's
Are you playing
out.
On controller?
Yeah, playing on controller. It doesn't have MKB support, no mouse keyboard support.
Okay. Never heard MKB.
MKB, yeah.
I have a fucking...
You're not a true gamer.
Video gaming podcast. Never heard that. All right.
Nice. All right. So let's take some listener questions here. We got a few lined up. First one's coming from Epic Tryhard Face. He asks, what is a game that you love that everyone else hated? He says his was Mass Effect Andromeda. Ooh. That is a very, very polarizing game. I would have to say my best example would be Duke Nukem Forever. Now, I didn't love this game, but I certainly didn't hate it. I actually quite enjoyed it. And I played through it, and then later, this is back before I was like really into like the scene of game journalism and everything. So I played the game, really liked it. And then I went back and read all the reviews and everybody just like,
I felt really overreacted negatively to it because, of course, this game was like 12 years
universally,
in development.
Right.
Yeah. And
universally negatively overreacted.
Universally?
Did you find anybody that agreed with you?
Yeah, I mean, if you go on Steam, that's filled with a bunch of people saying, like, I don't understand what everyone's so upset about. It's just one of those things.
You think it was just like an average game?
I mean, I thought it was good for a first-person shooter. It's just there was so much hype built behind it because it had taken so long for the game to come out.
Yeah, I think it was terrible.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna sit here and tell me that the Star Wars game is really any better than that?
I'm going to go with Star Wars Battlefront 2 is going to be my answer. It's not a bad game, guys. It definitely doesn't get all the... It's no Battlefield 1, which I think it's a triumph. Graphically, if you put the best-looking game out there, I mean, don't you get a little credit? Get to play through the single player, which it's not a $50 value, but... I mean, how can you put a number on any of this? Anyway, get Origin Access. You'll only pay $50 for this. It'll take a little... I don't care about playing as Darth Vader. I don't. It'd be nice, but I don't.
Emilio the EA apologist.
Now, all right. As for me, I can't think of anything that I like that everybody else hated.
Any Sonic game ever.
But as for... like the only thing I can think of is like what everybody liked and I didn't like... I don't know, just to go like inverse of his question. Like, I don't know, Final Fantasy VII, that's like the only thing I can think of.
Wait, what?
Everybody liked it.
When did you play it?
I've played it when it first came out. I tried it again like a few years later.
Did you speak English then? Were you able to read?
Are you a big fan of Final Fantasy VII?
I mean, it was maybe one of the best games I've ever played.
I don't know. I couldn't get into it.
Did you like Chrono? Do you like RPGs?
I love RPGs. Love
Chrono Trigger,
SquareSoft games, but not Final Fantasy VII. Chrono Trigger was amazing. I love that game.
I feel like you're kind of like Bobby saying that he doesn't like certain things
just to be
contrarian.
Contrarian. That's the perfect word. And maybe I might be, but
we need a contrarian. But Chad's gone.
All right, right.
There's a spot open. I'm just saying. But all you got is suck us both. Suck us both.
But I didn't think you play PlayStation.
I did. No, back then.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I had a first gen PlayStation 1, and I just couldn't get into Final Fantasy 7. I loved 8.
So weird.
I think Final Fantasy 9 is the greatest Final Fantasy of all time. But I just couldn't get into 7. I've tried on 4 separate occasions to get into Final Fantasy 7. I get around disc 2 every time, and I'm like, I'm done.
We're changing his name to Contrarian Joe.
I don't know. It may be like sometimes we like just try to go against the grain, but mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of bandwagoning too, and that's just like unfortunate for PC gamers. And we regard ourselves as like this elite class, so much better than consoles, and yet we follow each other like sheep. Like whenever a bad review comes out, like nobody wants to be the guy that says, "Well, actually, hey, I kind of liked it." You know, it's just like nobody wants to be that guy. So if you like something, just fucking play it. Who gives a shit what everyone says? And if you don't like something and everyone else likes it, like I can't get into PUBG. I recognize that it's a good game, but it's not my thing, you know. So it's just like, fuck it, man.
You know, and to get some little bit of hate going on, I think Fortnite is better than PUBG. I'm sorry,
Fortnite.
We're gonna have to name this episode "Fuck It, Man."
I love Fortnite, man. That's a fun game. PUBG,
is that free to play?
You're talking about Fortnite, the
third person cartoony.
I know exactly.
Well, they got the battle royale.
I'm saying the battle royale mode.
Yeah, exactly. The battle royale
is better than PUBG.
I believe so.
Okay.
Now, as far as competitively, you know, they're both kind of shitty competitively, but I think PUBG would be better if they could work out the competitiveness. But I think Fortnite is more fun.
Well, I mean, it looks like TF2. I mean, right off the bat, it looks a little more like casual and playful.
You haven't tried it yet.
I could definitely...
I haven't tried it yet either.
Well, if it's free to play now, I thought it wasn't until it officially released.
The Battle Royale
has always been free to play.
They also have like a horde mode. Okay. Inception.
All right. Yeah. I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
I'm not
aware. We've actually talked about it maybe twice.
Yeah, I don't listen when you guys talk.
Yeah, I know.
All right, next question coming from Mini Del Macho, actually. Oh, what is the most difficult single-player game that you had to beat to prove to yourself that you could?
I think I should just, you know, you already read it, but this is from me, so let me read it again. What is the most difficult single-player game that you had to beat to prove to yourself that you could?
Cuphead.
Cuphead.
I think that was that game. How how difficult it was, and I was just like, I need to, not for everybody else, not for the podcast, not, I needed to prove to myself that I'm still at least a little good at video games. Because doubt creeps into your head. You have 7 bad rounds of PUBG. You feel shitty. You're like, well, I don't...
Yeah, is it me? Am I getting old? Am I just not in
getting
the
getting old, dude. That literally... Because you hear those things about, like, all pro gamers are, like, under 27. Yeah,
exactly.
And I'm like, geez, how much can I make up with for with experience?
That's been in my head as well.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Shut the fuck up,
so,
dude.
But, you know,
shut the fuck up.
I'm above the pro gamer range. No,
that is true. That is true. Yeah.
There's no 30-year-old pros.
So, if I talked about beating Cuphead 3 weeks in a row, is because I didn't want to show off to you guys, but I was like really proud of myself. Yeah. I was really proud of myself.
Now, I was watching you for at least half of that time you were playing.
And I appreciate it, man. It was a great game to stream, I think.
And I think a lot of people, I think a lot of people really challenged themselves to beat that game because it is a difficult game. I can't think of an answer to this question. I don't know if I've played a game to completion because I felt like I had to.
Aren't you turned off immediately from like difficulty? I know Chad is.
No, on single player games, I'm just like, I got nothing to prove. I'm good. You know, in multiplayer games, but, I get very competitive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like you for what's it? Heroes of the Storm. Like, do you try to achieve a certain rank? Are you trying to like get to a certain like rank?
Or- like I always try to win. Like I do not. I'm not one of those people that like group up and like, hey, let's just have a good time, guys. Or I really want to play this character. I'm like, you pick a fucking role that fits our composition, or you get the fuck out.
Now, do you when you play Heroes of the Storm? Do you? I don't really play that much. I've actually never played a competitive match of Heroes of the Storm. But is there like a rank that you want to get to, or do you want to get to a certain point?
What's the goal, Bobby?
I want to at least get masters because that's when you unlock the, you get a mount at the end of every season. And if you get masters or masters,
what
or
does
higher,
it look like?
Well, this time around it's a fucking rainbow unicorn. So yeah, I want the masters.
They've had
one
that for a while though. Right?
Have you ever been a masters, Bobby?
No, it's like a mechanical. Yeah. Oh, well, okay. In Team League, but in,
does that which count?
Doesn't, no, not really. I mean, it does, but it doesn't really. Like, if you're like,
I mean,
hey,
does
I'm
it
master-
count to get you the mount?
Yes, it does, to get the mount.
Okay, then. Stop belittling yourself. You're a very good Heroes of the Storm player,
you're
Bobby.
You're definitely, what, like, in the top 5%, 10%?
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty good, but, like, I make a ton of mistakes. Like, mechanically, I fuck up all the time. Like, if I had a good amount of time to really, like, this coming week, like, when I'm just going to fucking bear down and, like, put in some hours, like, I will get pretty good.
You know, where we have time-wise, Bobby?
Time-wise in that game?
Bobby,
on the podcast.
On the podcast. Oh. We're not talking about fucking Heroes of the Storm.
Hour 20.
All right. What? I would like to hear about Alex Straza and Hanzo.
Well, that ties into our next question coming from Exeris. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not. What is your opinion on StarCraft II going free to play? And do you see this breathing new life into the game? Do you see yourselves being drawn back to it at all? Or is this kind of a case that the ship has sailed for you? Also, Bobby, I would very much value any opinions on upcoming or recently released HOTS characters. So, two-part question here. Let's start with the first one, StarCraft II.
Can I jump in there real quick?
Yes.
I don't think it has anything to do like with what our opinions are or what anybody or Discord. I think anything they do with StarCraft II has largely, it's all their Asian base. So, they're probably doing it because they think that they're going to make more money ultimately throughout their Asian base.
I agree.
So, like, our opinions really don't matter what they're going to do with that.
I don't think it's so much. I mean, definitely Asian does have an influence in that. But anybody that's going to buy StarCraft II has bought StarCraft II. So might as well make it free. And they get, you can buy the DLC. They have 2 DLCs for it already.
Yep.
So if one person gets hooked on the game, they play a DLC, they just made profit because nobody else is going to buy that game that has it already, right?
Yeah.
I think it's time to make StarCraft II free to play. I think that's a good move on their part.
Literally don't know one person who plays this game.
I have it, but really? You know, I haven't played it in like 4 years.
Occasionally, it's been a while, but Flying Hawaiian and I used to play the co-op missions, and that's a great way to get started with this game. Like, it's a... it's an overwhelming game. It definitely is. But if you play the co-op missions, then you each choose a character. And then, like, if you choose Kerrigan, then you build Zerg units, but you only get access to a little bit of the tech tree. So it doesn't overwhelm you. Right. Like, the co-op missions are fucking great for new players. And the story mode is all right too. Like, I enjoy that. I still have to play through Legacy of the Void. Like, I'm only partially through that.
I haven't played through the expansions of StarCraft 2, but I have gone through StarCraft 1 and then StarCraft 2, just the original campaign. And for a RTS, that had an amazing story. Like, I could actually get into the lore of an RTS for the first time. Like, Warcraft, it kind of had a lore, but it's like, who cares? Mm-hmm. But StarCraft, it actually had, like, if you go into, like, the original StarCraft, at the end of... I think it was maybe the human campaign, maybe the Terran campaign, or the Zerg campaign. It tells you that the Terrans actually created the Zerg. And you didn't know that for, like, at least 60, 70% of the campaign. And that was, like, a huge reveal. It's like, oh, shit, the Terrans are responsible for this infestation of fuckery? That was amazing for me when I was, like, 12, 13. I thought that was huge.
Yeah, I don't know the StarCraft 1 lore very well. I remember a little bit from StarCraft 2. And then I played Heart of the Swarm not that long ago, so that's kind of fresh in my mind. But it does have a decent story. Like, it's not bad. I enjoy the single player on it. The missions can they can get a little lengthy at times. But the co-op mission is really my favorite part about that game. So, I don't know. Like, I think they had to go free-to-play. Like, that's definitely the right move. Maybe they sell, like, the DLC or the co-op missions.
Yeah, they do.
What's your race of choice, Bobby?
Yeah, probably Terran.
Yeah, I'd have to go Terran also.
So white?
Yeah. Yeah, just
you fuckers.
The white basic bitch.
Assholes.
What about you? Do you like the Protoss?
Or Zerg.
Zerg? Yeah. Zerg are fun. Zerg are fun. I try to fuck around with the Zerg a little bit, but the Terrans is definitely my strongest race.
Yeah, I think I played the most with the Terrans, but I've tried all of them.
Like, how can you not go with a siege tank? That's just, like, the most powerful feeling in the world. It's just sieging an enemy's base with these fucking huge 30-ton tanks. I love that.
What about massive numbers just overwhelming and jumping your walls?
You're right.
I Mexicans.
Mean, yeah.
Zerg. Mexican Zerg, America.
But All right, second part of the question, upcoming hot characters. So Alex Straza Emilio, you mentioned that, newest character that was released. Everyone's excited about her because she actually turns into a dragon.
What's her name again?
Alex Straza. So she's from World of Warcraft.
Okay.
So
I see a lot of similarities, I might be crazy here, between Alex Straza and Moira.
Okay.
Don't they both heal hurt?
I don't know who Alex Straza is.
I mean, all healers can deal a little bit of damage.
At the same time, though.
But I mean, I think Moira is the most, like, offensive healer in the game right now.
What about Alex Straza? How offensive is she?
Maybe Zenyatta.
I don't think she's that offensive.
She's like a weeaboo's wet dream.
Also another redhead.
She's all horned and horny and...
Yeah, she's got some big ass horns and she turns into a dragon. People were upset.
Titties, is she a blood elf?
I mean,
No.
I
don't think so.
She looks like a blood elf.
I'll get down with some blood elf hentai.
For
yeah, because they all look like they're 14. You are off this podcast, sir. You are off the range and off the podcast.
She has got, like, Heroes of the Storm is somewhat reserved, like, with their characters. They don't, like, smite every female character or, like, hyper universe.
Show every just, single, like, one.
Ridiculous. Right. Yeah. But Hots is a little more reserved. However, this character, and not even, you look at her original skin and you're like, damn, that's pretty scandalous. But you should see her other skins. It's like, fuck, what were they thinking?
Are you
like,
not hitting the images part of this Google search? Images, bro. I want to see.
Let's see if I look up some of the skins here. I'll find the ones that I'm talking about. But as far as, like, how she plays, like, I don't know. Her win rate, I think, is resting around, like, 46%.
Oh, she's already out.
This is the one that I always use right there. Like, that nice. One. She's got the Elvira. Like, she's got the Elvira thing like going on. Little, what was that Disney movie with Maleficent?
Groove, maybe?
No.
Because she looks like the girl from Emperor's New Groove, no?
Oh, this is going to kill me. No, with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah,
right?
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that movie.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. But that's kind of what she looks like, except she's got a huge Elvira.
Not a bad
rack.
Movie.
No, but she definitely looks like the evil lady from Emperor's New Groove in that, definitely. I have to say. Right?
Oh, my God. That chick was way skinnier.
Movie. You don't remember that movie?
Yeah, David Spade.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I remember the movie that exists. I don't remember what happened in it.
Good time. Anyway, so she turns into a dragon, which is like the exciting part of her kit.
That's her alt?
No, it's not even her ult. It's her trait. She turns into a dragon, becomes really powerful.
That's not an ult? Turning into a dragon?
Yeah, you'd think it would be. It's on a cooldown, a very long cooldown, like 150 seconds. But the thing that people are complaining about her the most is she's got one fat heal that she puts a circle on the ground, and after 3 seconds, it does a big fat heal, but you got to be standing in it. So it's like putting a big target down for your enemy as well. No. So it's a little...
But it hurts them as well, no?
The enemy, no.
Can the enemy destroy totem?
I watched the whole thing on it. Well, I guess you played a lot.
No, but... I mean, if you put a big circle down and your whole team's going to run there to go heal, I mean, what's the enemy going to do? They're going to throw all their spells on that spot.
Well, here's the mod. Make that circle invisible to the enemy?
No.
You don't have an AoE stealth in HOTS, I don't think. Is there an AoE stealth?
I don't even know what you're talking
AoE
about.
AoE stealth? I mean, there's stealth characters.
But it's not like an AoE, like you can make your allies stealth, right?
I mean, with Medivh, a level 20 talent, you can make one of your allies stealth temporarily.
So there's no AoE stealth.
Yeah, there used to be. Tyrande used to have that as one of her alts. They took that away.
How's that new stealth stuff going on?
They haven't made that change yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this healing thing, is it invulnerable? Can it be killed?
Yeah, it can't be destroyed.
Okay.
Can't be destroyed. I mean, and it's a sizable heal. And then she does a lot of percentage-based healing. Like, her kit... She's fun to play. Like, I have a good time playing her. She's got some really interesting alts, but it's just another healer that doesn't do everything. So, like, we're really pushed in this double support meta that just, I don't know. A lot of people don't like, but I'm just like, everyone was complaining that healers were just heal bots. All they do is stand in the back and just throw out heals.
Like,
and
they're Lieutenant Morales.
That's not fun to do. We should make supports more interactive. So Blizzard's like, okay, let's make all these healers unique, and they do way more than just heal. And now what people have figured out is, like, since supports don't just do healing, that you have to get two of them. So this one does burst heal, this one does sustain heal. Yeah. So now we're stuck in this double support meta, which everyone hates. So pretty much nobody's ever happy.
Overwatch is having the same problem, right?
Yeah.
So the fights go a lot longer and, like, it's a lot more drawn out, and you can't kill anybody. And so I don't know. I mean, I don't mind it as much. The dragon's kind of cool, though. Like, when you turn into the dragon, they tried to mimic a lot of her abilities from WoW. Do you guys even remember Alex Strasza from WoW? Because
I didn't play that late.
The first, like the Vanilla WoW, and then what was the second one? Burning Crusade, BC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played that. Those
and that was it?
That was it.
Damn.
Oh, those are the good ones, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Hanzo, like, I had a chance to play him at BlizzCon, and that was really cool because he is.
Hanzo mains.
I mean, I wanted to see how he'd play out. Like, I know how he is in Overwatch.
Can he one-shot a tank?
No.
Fuck Hanzo mains. As an Overwatch player, go fuck yourself, every one of you.
You know, it's so funny. When they were talking about this character on stage, we watched the development cycle, like, on stage. They were explaining, well, we did this, and then that didn't work, and then, you know, back and forth and how it worked. And they're like, hey, Hanzo mains. And there must have been 2,000 people in the crowd. Not one person. Like,
yeah.
He's like,
no, fuck.
No, don't worry. It's cool. Like, we know what we're talking about.
They have this...
But he was playing into it. Like, he knew.
Right, yeah. It's like, nobody likes Hanzo.
Yeah, nobody likes Hanzo.
But there's actually a subreddit called... He has a voice line of geometry, something, simple geometry.
No.
A subreddit of simple geometry. Where it's just like bullshit shots killing people.
Yeah.
Completely 100% bullshit shots. Like, how the fuck would that kill anybody? And they're dead.
I'm not even too familiar with his kit in Overwatch,
but
one of the abilities that they transferred over into Heroes of the Storm is an arrow that you shoot, once it ricochets off of something, it splits into a whole bunch of arrows.
That's what I'm talking about, scatter arrow.
Okay.
Fuck that thing.
Yeah, so this does a ton of damage if someone's in, like, a tight corridor with a bunch of walls, like maybe a windy area.
How many tight corridors are we talking about, Bobby?
It depends on the map.
Often?
Depends on the map. Like, it really does. Maybe in a map like Shrines, that would come in really handy. He does not wave clear, though. And, like, I find myself never playing heroes like that because, at least if you're solo queuing, like, wave clear is just the most important because nobody wants to do that. Everyone wants to run around chase kills, and then I'm just the fucking dude winning the game by doing the most unglamorous thing, just clearing the waves, pushing back the merc camps.
The builds, what do you call that, trash duty or something?
The trash man, yeah.
Trash man.
I'm the trash man.
The bar, what is it, bilging? What is that called, Bobby? The guy's pumping the water
bilge?
Out of the bottom of the boat.
Bilge. Yeah, the bilge.
The bilge bitch.
Bilge bitch. That's a good word.
Keeping the ship afloat. But yeah, he was cool to play. He's got an ability where he can hop over walls. He does a lot of single target damage. He's got that charge feels really nice. Like, you press Q to charge up your arrow, then you aim it, and then you press it again to release it, and then it does a whole bunch of like burst damage. And I think that's his main attack in Overwatch, right? Like, that's his basic shot.
Basic arrow.
He's got a really, really slow attack speed, like, but super slow attack speed.
His ult is still the dragon.
He's got the dragon,
like, lane or something.
Yeah, and he's got another one, but nobody gives a shit. Everyone's taking the dragon. At least they were there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It'll be exciting to see him. I don't see him fitting into a lot of teams, though.
Yeah, I think he'd be a very niche pick because that's how he is in Overwatch. He's very nobody likes a Hanzo main if he's on your team or against your team. Mm-hmm. But he can do some crazy bullshit shots. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you're drafting a composition in Heroes of the Storm, you've got to check all the boxes.
Right.
And he does not check a lot of the boxes. He has no wave clear. He can't solo a lane. He's not a frontline bruiser. Like, he can't pressure out a back line.
So the Protoss assassin stealth guy, kind of like him.
Oh, Zeratul?
Zeratul.
Nah, like, Zeratul's way different.
You think Zeratul's a better pick than Hanzo?
Because,
They're both kind of like...
It depends on the situation.
They only go against heroes. Like,
first of all, Zeratul's a melee character.
Right.
He's got Void Prison, which can completely, set up you can cut off half their team. You can freeze half their team and then burst down, the other people outside of the Void Prison. That's a huge...
Really fucking strong.
Yeah, Void Prison... Zeratul gets played a lot in competitive because he has an incredibly powerful ultimate, and he can burst like fucking crazy. Like, Zeratul can blink in, do a shit ton of damage, and then just blink out safely. And he's got lots of movement abilities. Like, yeah, they're two very different characters. Hanzo's just hanging out in the back, just shooting
just
shit
poking
out. Yeah, a lot of poke. He can't really burst all that much. Yeah. All right, but that's enough Heroes of the Storm. Let's keep. Well, I think
I want to hear more.
we don't talk about enough Heroes of the Storm in this podcast.
Yeah, we'll save it till the end in the future. So that way you can turn off early. But I think that's about it, unless we got some final questions from the audience here.
That's my best cricket.
So, actually, for a question I think a lot of the listeners are thinking as well as me. Oh, is there a set date or time when the Chulawana, studio will be up? Chula Vista?
God damn it. So Bobby has to come and help me do an assessment of what we want. I have a lot of space.
Okay.
That space is being occupied.
By your big-ass truck?
No. I don't park it inside.
Okay.
By the previous tenant's stuff.
What? They haven't moved out completely?
Yeah. So
okay.
I need the brains to come down. Not all just right. A brawn can be there all
right,
the time.
Right, that's a pretty and strong.
So wait a second. We're waiting on two things here. Like, we still got to clear shit out. But also, I need to come down and figure out how we're going to set everything.
A good amount of shit has been cleared out. I believe that can get this done.
All right.
We just need to figure it out.
This is the week to do it. Like, I've got a week off coming up.
Good.
So
maybe you'll get the lights fixed in your house.
Yeah, maybe.
If you guys need an extra some muscle, I got this right here.
is that legal in this state? He just
only if you have tickets to the gun show.
I want to refund my
8-inch bicep right here. But yeah, if y'all need some help, hit me up. I'm down. I'm off at 2:30 every day. So afternoons, I'm free, man.
Why first Boston dude nigga? It was funny. Yeah, it was.
What?
No, I'm just seeing if there's anything good here. The first boss was really funny in Duke Nukem. I'll tell you, it was the a football boss.
I like that,
was that
level.
The football field?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Well, that's kind of like the intro. I mean, you do it right off the bat, and then boom, yeah. You're into the game.
So the best part of the game you're downplaying now, Bobby?
2%.
No, I like the part where you shrink down and you become mini, and you drive that little go-kart, and then you're like shooting rats, and you're jumping across like the kitchen. Like, I enjoyed that level. I thought that shit was
fun. I got bored with you describing that part of the game.
Actually, any part of a game where you become miniature, I think is awesome.
Almost every time, right? TF2 had that, a lot of mini maps, the mini kitchen, anything. Those were awesome.
Oh, yes. Counter-Strike had mini kitchen also.
Yeah.
But
you don't need to have...
How about South Park, where you become mini and you're like going through like some... I think it was like Stan's dad getting like fucking his mom, and it's like you have to dodge a ball sack swinging.
100%, you were dreamt this up.
No, this happened. 100%,
you. Yeah, you played the first South Park. You don't remember that
South Park?
No,
Stick of Truth. We had like dodge the ball sack from hitting in the face.
Yeah, it was. They did not hold back.
Because nobody likes to get a ball sack in the face.
Don't ask me if I remember things, guys. I don't remember things. Although now with my new Lion's Mane.
Lion's mane?
Yeah.
What?
Mane and tail. Wait. All right. So what's next week looking like for everybody? What games are we playing?
I will probably pick up one of the games that I had on the radar, probably of those two.
Oh, we didn't do that game that you guys played.
We did, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah, we didn't vote. Well, Emilio had two entries, though. I don't know.
What was the two entries?
I don't know. Anal sky and vaginal.
Anal and vaginal.
Yeah.
Vaginal.
Damn it. Foiled again.
I mean, both are good for me, though.
God, I don't know what I'm going to play this week.
I will be playing Sonic Mania now that I just bought it on my phone. Thank you, Emilio, for calling me out on my bullshit.
Yeah.
I've been such a Sonic
it's
fan.
Bullshit.
And then he's like, hey, you're not much of a Sonic fan if you don't buy this game that's been out for 2 months already.
And also regarded as?
As probably the best since Sonic 3. Yes.
What? I've heard best ever. But
best ever?
Whatever.
I mean, Sonic 3 was my favorite. And if you're going to top Sonic 3, you got to be like astronomical, like better than Final Fantasy
IX. Sonic 3, the one where... Wait, Knuckles came in Sonic 2, right?
Well, no, Knuckles came in Sonic 3, I think.
So Tails was Sonic
2. Yeah, Sonic 2 was Knuckles. And then Sonic 3, and then Sonic and Knuckles was kind of like an expansion to Sonic 3.
What a terrible name for a hedgehog.
Bobby, Sonic. You?
I don't know.
You're going to read some now?
This is what I want to do, though. Like, I got a week off. Like, I'm going to try to just fucking...
Get my lights fixed.
Yeah, well, get the light fixed. But I'm actually going to try to have a week off, though. Because already, like, I'm getting people calling, texting me, like, hey, let's do this Wednesday. Let's go to the zoo. I don't want to go to the fucking zoo.
The zoo, once you've been there one time... It's it.
I've been to the zoo a million times. I don't want to do shit. I want to stay home and play video games and try to get the stream
going. Tell people
going.
That.
Exactly, yeah. Tell my girl today. It's like, hey, I don't want to go out with you. Emilio just called me. Let's do a fucking video game podcast. I'm done with your ass.
Yeah, I put a bat signal in the shape of a penis up in the sky.
And I was, my mouth
and
was
and Emilio was like, ah, blah, 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 blah. He just ran at me. I was like, whoa, dude.
I think you said Emilio on that. I think you said your own name.
I'd suck dicks.
Well, who doesn't, though?
I know.
Boy.
All right.
So I don't know what I'm going to be playing, but I am going to try to stream. I'm going to try to get that going again. It's been a long
Bobby,
time.
Please stream, dude. Like,
yeah, it's been a while.
Every time I see you on Twitch, I am in your channel. And I haven't seen you on in a long time.
Bobby, it's been a long time.
Can you give me a reason why you don't stream?
Guy.
Because every time I turn it on, I just look at myself and I'm like, oh, God, I'm getting old.
Okay, look, okay, if you were to go live right now, or if you were looking at yourself right now, would you or would you
Dude,
not?
I still have not got that haircut. This is like a weekly. It could be a segment on the podcast.
He's so fuckable. He doesn't even know.
Right, there's nothing wrong with his hair, his face, his chops, his beard.
You guys are drunk.
That may be, sir.
Drunk people find me very attractive.
That may be, sir. But that does not detract from the fact that you are an attractive male who is entertaining when you play Heroes of the Storm. You know what you're talking about. You can give tips to the people who want to learn about Heroes of the Storm. Why do you fucking stream it?
Well, that's the plan.
Heroes of the Porn? Maybe a shirt or two?
Just because you don't have your Maybelline or whatever eyeliner you use on doesn't mean you can't stream, bro.
All right, let's wrap this one up. Speaking for Bobby.
Minnie?
Minnie and myself. lacking titties tonight, guys. Lacking titties.
Lacking titties? Lacking titties?
Zero titties. Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome to another DL Gaming interview. Today I have Sniper, although you have heard me say C-Niper and K-Niper on the podcast, but I think we haven't figured it out. It's actually just Sniper. It's a kind of a clever way to put it, but he made it very Canadian.
Yeah, dude, it's Canadian. Also, my first name's Christian, so I figured I'd mend the two together.
Good luck, dude. You just got, that's it. That's enough for the hackers to get in your email. You just lost your house.
Well, I don't own a house, so I mean, if I lost a house I don't have, man, I'm coming out ahead.
That's pretty good. At least you don't have to pay for that motherfucker. So,
exactly.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
So let's just jump to a game, and then we'll go into some other stuff, and then go back to games. We just jump all over the place. So what are you currently playing?
I'm currently playing some 7 Days to Die, and, you know...
Yeah, so somebody dragged me into that piece of shit game for a few days.
You hate it?
What was that mod? God damn it. What was that zombie mod? For Counter-Strike, I think it was.
Counter-Strike? Damn, dude. I never played much modded Counter-Strike, so. Is it based off that? I had no idea.
Yeah, God damn it. Anyway, so I just thought, well, the graphics are pretty
shitty, yeah.
Shitty, right? And then, So what is it about that game that draws you in and keeps you playing?
I don't know, dude. Like, on our first day playing with our group, we convinced someone playing with us to eat broken glass, and they died. And just ever since then, it's been so fun. I don't know.
Like after he died and you cried about it, it became fun, or you found that so fun that...
No, it was just funny. It was like a bonding moment. We were all just started the game, and someone was like, hey, I think if you eat this broken glass, you get an EXP boost or something. It's like a bug. And this guy's like, oh, really? And he ate it and then he died. And then ever since then, it's just kind of been one of the funnest games to play with friends, I think.
So you have a crew that you run with.
Oh yeah, totally.
So that's what really changes everything. That it's easily accessible because it could probably run on a phone or something.
On a phone, yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
go ahead.
We had our own server like paid for by the site because I don't know, everyone was playing it. It just seems to have like such a quick burnout after you get like all the high level gear and stuff. It's just, I don't know.
So what do you do now that you have all the high level gear?
Exactly, man. You PvP, but then even then it doesn't get very fun. And then, I don't know, once the zombies stop becoming difficult, you basically stop playing the game. Or at least that was our experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I won't be going down that journey, but thank you for sharing.
How was your zombie time?
Let's see. Somebody dragged me in. I said, hey, I don't have a gun. Then I died. And then... And then he found me again, and he's like, follow me. This is where all my stuff is. I died on the way there. And then after that, I was like, hey, I can't get into this car. And he's like, this is a rock. And I said, oh, these graphics are terrible.
I don't know. That might be a typical first 7 Days to Die experience.
But that dude is fucking hardcore into that game. I forget who it is. It's somebody from our listenership. But he has tried to sell me a couple of times, and nope. I do own the game because sometimes it goes on sale super cheap.
Yeah.
So you have a gaming community. Where on the podium are you the head honcho, or are you the second banana, or?
I think we're all second banana. Like, we started off, we had a good group, I guess, and then when we were discussing, like, hierarchies, we just figured, I don't know, might as well just do it communally. No sense in having someone ego go to their head, basically. So, yeah, we kind of all sit equally, just discuss things before.
Actually, there's a saying that if you think that everybody's second bananas, you're actually the third Mexican. It's
that's confirmed. That's a
confirmed thing, dude. I'm sorry.
Shit,
it's
man.
It's somewhere in the Bible. so how many people started this thing? And yeah, let's go with that.
So do you know, like, you've heard of Warcraft 3?
I have. I hear it's a pretty good game.
All right. So, yes. It has a bunch of custom maps on it, like crazy custom maps. There's, you know, it's like an RTS, top-down RTS.
Yeah.
But there's, like, I don't know. There's, like, a Harvest Moon map. That's where Dota came from. So, like, the MOBA genre. I don't know.
Hell is a Dota? Is it anything like Dota?
Oh, yeah, dude. Dota and Dota. They're close cousins.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, they all came from there. So we just started from the custom mapping community. Just a bunch of, like, clans getting together, playing the maps we like.
And just decided to make it official?
We wed. All of us were wed together into one great orgy community.
Which is called
Diplo Moonion.
Diplo Onion.
Diplo Onion.
Diplo Moonion. It's a mix between what and what? I know, I get the union part.
Yeah, so most of us played the diplomacy genre, custom maps. It's like, I don't know, strategy. So it was a play on that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was part of a crew for TF2 called It was called Invade Defend, because the only maps we played was Invade Defend. So my name in that ended up being Ender.id, because everybody was .id, and then that does not work in most games. Like, you can't put a period in most games, so I was like, I gotta lose that thing, and eventually I became Ender's Logic. Go ahead.
Where'd the logic come from?
Ender came from Ender's Game.
Right.
And then logic came from playing Ender EverQuest, and I saw a very good player named Logic, and I was like, what? I'm stealing that shit. I'm not even going to tell that guy.
Nice.
Nor will I credit him in my usage.
Ever.
No. Like, could you imagine, like, my name, Ender's Logic, and always afterward is this TM, like, thanks or whatever, or thanks to Logic from EverQuest, I saw you on a hill.
So not credited until now.
Yeah. You know, I saw Kaplan talk about, I forget his first name, but I know he's pretty high up in Blizzard. He was talking about Warcraft. He thinks it's maybe the best game ever made. I saw him talking. It just came back from BlizzCon, so.
Oh, shit. Saw him live.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Him and the old director that was around when they did World of Warcraft, and they were just talking about all that stuff, and it's really cool. It's all online. You guys can watch it. I pay $200 for something that you guys can go watch on YouTube. Yeah.
It's not the same as being there. Man, to hear that the game I started playing on is the best game ever, I'd maybe pay $200 for that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I highly recommend you go. Everybody should go. If you play or have ever been really into a Blizzard game, definitely that's something I'd recommend. Anyway, nice. So now you have a shit ton of people, man. So you have a website, you have a forum, you have a Discord. That's pretty exciting. How have you grown your numbers? And are most of your guys based out of Canada?
Yeah, so it's not location specific, really. I don't know. We got people from all over, it seems. Most people are from the U.S., yeah. Actually. But, I don't know, a fair amount of, like, Slavic people who still play Warcraft 3. It's the only thing their computers can run sometimes, so.
Or afford, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so grow our numbers. Like, lots of people still play Warcraft 3, doing those custom maps. Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. It's like, how old is that game? Like, 10 years? I don't know. Don't fact check me.
It's got to be more. It's got to be 15 years. It's got to be.
15? Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah. I just played it last week. Anyways. Yeah, so old game, lots of people still play it, so we still get members from there, and then just from all the games we play as a group kind of thing, just moving on. like Heroes of the Storm, 7 Days to Die, that kind of stuff.
I saw a good and from amount our... of people playing that on your server. I think I'm going to find Bobby over on your server from now on.
Yeah, grouping up. Yeah, Bobby's welcome to group up with us.
No, you don't understand. You group up with Bobby. It doesn't work the other way around.
Oh, dude, I'm shit, I'm sure. If Bobby can lead us to victory, I'll jump on the Bobby train, no problem.
It's literally all he does is lead us to victory. So it's pretty crazy. You must be a pretty swell group of guys if you put together 300 or 400 people on your organization.
Well, I wouldn't call us a swell group of guys. A normal group of guys. I don't know. Got the cancer, more cancerous people, and you got the nicer people. It all comes together in the end.
Yeah. So is it sometimes, is the juice always worth the squeeze? Are there times where you're like, why am I doing this? Like, this is a lot of work.
I'd say it's always worth it. I don't know. It's a good hobby, managing a community.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good because all you do, you organize things that you and your friends are going to play, and then you get to give away games to people. You get to talk to people, meet new people. It's good stuff.
You got to let me know how you do that, because I've literally never organized a team. Like anything that has been organized has been by our listeners. We pretty much suck. Yeah, we don't have a calendar on there. We're a bunch of ragtag misfits, man.
That's good, though. That's good. If your listeners are organizing that stuff, I don't know. Promote that shit. That's awesome.
So you got a Christmas thing coming up, right?
Oh, yeah, Christmas event.
What is that?
We're giving away a ton of games, basically. So every day from November 27th to December 8th, we have a game going on. Different day, different game. People lead the game. We all play. And then during that play time, we give away free games to everyone that's playing. So
that's awesome, man. Super cool.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Just wait till all my DL Gaming army goes over and mooches all the games from your...
No, man, it's not a mooch. We have too many games. Our games list is huge. Come mooch. I don't know. I dare you.
Is it the is it as bad as our bundle trash? You have the same pile of bundle trash that we do?
Oh, dude. You know it. There's 3 or 4 of that same bundle trash on it. There's good games, but it's a diamond in the rough sometimes, especially since, I don't know, depends what people want. Like, someone won a $60 Dirt Rally game at our last event, and he was just like, I hate racing games. It's like, man, that's a premier racing game.
Cool. All right, let's go back into some games. We just talked. What is your most time played in a game?
My most time played got to be Civ 5.
Civ 5, even though, because Warcraft 3 isn't tracked on Steam.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Steam says 520 hours on Civ 5. Not sure. Warcraft 3 probably equals that, but I don't know. I feel like I have to cut off my hours. Like, do my hours from when I was 12 count? 13, 14? I don't know.
Sure. I mean, what are you, a doctor or a lawyer, that only 500 hours is your top? I have 900 hours on the engineer in TF2, dude. Then again, I'm a slacker. But, so, why Civ 5? So you're a grand strategy dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Lots of people in the community are, and it's fun to play it with your friends. I don't know, the grand strategy, just addicting. One more turn, you can't stop.
Yeah, and what about so did you ever get into Crusader Kings 2?
No. I have the game, but I barely have any time on it.
I could not get into it, dude. I'm convinced I'm too stupid to play it.
I might be too. It's pretty in-depth. First time I played it, oh, you watched a video of something?
I watched like a 40-minute video on how to play it, and then I fucking, I still got syphilis and died. Like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Maybe you're not supposed to bang everybody, but...
Yeah, dude, maybe leave your sisters out of it. I don't know.
You can't. That's the problem, dude. Those floozies.
Yeah. I played it first on multiplayer with some people, and they had a bunch of mods enabled, and I don't know, it was way over my head. Plagues were happening. I was in, like, Damascus region. I don't know. I was Crusades. Everyone was mad at me, and then, yeah, I died. So that was the end of that.
So when you play Civ, you play with your friends. So is it you co-op versus other humans? Is it you co-op computer? How's that go down?
It's never co-op.
It's always versus?
Yeah, it's always versus. We might have, usually when we do the multiplayer games, there's a couple AI, just so when we save, if more people want to play next session, they can fill that AI slot.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah, I don't know, never co-op. Most people can handle the Civ hard on hardest difficulty pretty easily.
Oh, really? I didn't know. And then I also heard, so if you have a lot of AI playing, it takes a long time for the turns to go through. Is that still a thing? Or have they smoothed that out?
No, they haven't smoothed it out. Well, actually, I don't know. Apparently, Civ 6 is a little bit better for multiplayer, but then, you know, they've just released like half a game, then you have to wait like a couple years for it to be actually good. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so.
So, what percentage of these matches are you taking?
As winner? 100%.
Wow.
No, just kidding. No, like 10%. 10% probably.
Okay, cool. I almost got intimidated on my own interview.
No, dude. All right. Hey.
So what's your favorite game of all time? Is it
Civ? Oh, man.
Civ 5? Probably.
No, Civ 5 isn't even my favorite. That's the disgusting part. Yeah, Warcraft 3 probably.
I did not play that game enough. I probably have under 5 hours in that game.
How about we buy you a copy and you play with us during our event?
Literally not going to happen, dude. I am so bad at fucking... if you have to do anything per minute, if there's... I just can't do it. The top down... Ask Bobby. I somehow lost the HOTS game I played before we even started.
Shit, that's bad.
I found the button.
I mean, I suck at HOTS too, but...
I found the button that waves a white flag, and that's what happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was terrible.
I didn't even know there was that button.
There actually isn't.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah. So not so good at the RTSs. Control groups, not your thing.
So how'd you find the podcast?
I just searched PC Gaming Podcast. I was listening to another one already, and I was like...
You can name them.
I was listening to the Bamsters Rated R.
Okay.
I was never
heard of those peasants.
They're based over in Europe. I don't know.
Okay.
I wanted something like more just people talking about the games they played. So when I found your guys' podcast, I was pretty happy. I was like, man, these guys get drunk. They play games. There's nothing. Because like a lot of the other podcasts, I only watched a couple episodes or maybe not even. They go through news and it's all very like orderly and it's just kind of, it bores me a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. So I like listening. And I like how like you guys let people listen live. That's huge.
I think a lot of podcasts where they fuck up is they try to be PC gamer, but you just can't contend with their resources. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And they're professional, you know, they went to school for that shit. So all you can do is literally take a shot of whiskey and say, God damn, let's go. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cool. So if you received a hoverboard or a lightsaber in the mail tomorrow, which one would you pick?
Alright, I'm going to need some stats on the hoverboard. Where can I go with this thing?
It's very akin to the one in Back to the Future.
So okay.
You can go on water. You can. It floats about 4 inches above the ground. And, yeah.
Okay. And this lightsaber, does it have, like, what color is it?
Custom color.
Custom color?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm taking a rainbow lightsaber, hands down. That hoverboard, don't got nothing on that.
Oh, do you like the way the dick tastes?
Me and the dick.
Oh, yep. They say sniper loves dick in your
confirmed
in your own Discord.
Yeah, everyone loves dick. Well, no, I mean, everyone loves dick in the way that like people who have a dick like it. And other people who want dick also like it.
Yeah. Damn, so. You're right. Oh, my God. You just broke the fucking universe, dude. I've never heard a truer truth. So the thing with the lightsaber is, like, there's, as far as I can tell, there's not a whole lot of real world application. Like, you can slice and toast bread at the same time, which is pretty nice, with each slice. But other than that, what are you going to do and not get arrested? Or, and then scientists come take your lightsaber away?
No, man. I'm going to... Okay. So I have this lightsaber.
Sure.
And I'm going to go up to the nearest welding forge or whatever building, and I'm going to tell them, dude...
Hold on. I don't think there's been a forge in many years.
There's... No. There's definitely forges at metal shops. Not coal forges or anything, okay. But like a big forge they put metal in and then they chop it up.
Like the kind that was it Terminator 2? The kind he went into?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go to the Terminator spot. Yeah. That's another thing. End of the world. Whatever. Give me zombies. Yeah. Done. I'm fine.
Oh, God.
Give me robots. Whatever. This chops through metal. It's literally no big deal. I don't know. Give me a plague. Okay, we have some problems, but I'm going to have fun while everyone dies with my lightsaber, and that's the real... That's the take home here.
I think you nailed it, man. That is awesome. Because it's the ultimate prepper weapon, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it needs an outsized... it's good to... Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Again.
The rainbow lightsaber, dude.
Another truer truth. Fantastic. Well, it's going a little long, but thank you very much for being on. Is there anything you want to plug at the end? How do they find your gamer crew?
Yeah, so it's diplomunion.com. I don't know if you guys are new... the DL Gaming Discord, you can click that link and it'll bring you to the Discord. You can probably find your way from there. If you come up for the winter event, you got a chance to win some pretty cool games and have a good time. So you should do that.
Sounds awesome. Thank you so much for being on. Thanks for telling your community about us. If we can even retain one of the wonderful people you brought over, then that'd be awesome. And thanks for being on, man.
No problem. Thank you.